Now I'm looking. You see the difference between the night of Pesach and other nights, other halachas. Why? Because the Tam HaDavar plays a role in the halachic structure. In other words, the Matzah's Gula is Zecher L'Gula. So Zecher really is not... normally, we don't make halachas based on what the Zecher is for. But over here, because of the Sipur, so the mitzvahs of Laila are structured differently. Okay? So that's why if it's Zecher L'Avdus, so Aseva doesn't apply. The halachic structure of Aseva is based on the Tama mitzvah. The Tama mitzvah. Okay? I think that's how we interpreted Afatam Alok Hilchas Pesachim After Nachar Pesach Afikoma. That you should teach him the derech, that is a different derech here in the mitzvahs. It's a slightly different structure to mitzvahs. Okay, less technical, more the Tama mitzvah plays a greater role. Okay, good. So we're doing Kuf Ches Amar Aleph Mitzachim on Hasevas Yayin, Itmar. So what we said before goes on the Gemara of Matzah Sar Haseva, Marain Sar Haseva. Now we're up to Amrila Lahaigis, Amrila Lahaigis, that by Yayin, some say the first two, others say the last two. So we're going to define the Machlagis. How do you define the Machlagis? I mean, first of all, in the first two, you have Abdus and you have Cheres. So it's a funny thing. Like, each one argues, that there's Abdus, so that's why you do the second two. And the other one argues, no, there's Cheres. So that's why you do the first two. I mean, it's a strange thing. And then the Maida Hava Hava, what kind of machlokes do you have on that? Saying it's all over already, so it's all over. Like, where is there room for a machlokes here? How would you define a machlokes here? That's the question. Right? Gemara says, Kuf Yuzayin Amud Beis, that Arba Kasi Tiknu L'Rabbanan, Derech Cheres, Kol Chad V'Chad, Navid Bei Mitzvah. See, Suresh says, Aval B'Sho Yemos HaShana, last line, Lo Boi Kos, She'af Kan, Ein HaKos Bo B'Shul Birchas HaMazen. So you got to say that the coast isn't bar b'shul kiddush either. I mean, I know there's a lot of Torah of tying the coast to the kiddush, but the Gemara says openly that really it's trei kasi kamoi have to do with agada, and the trei kasi basroi are with halal. But the only thing is that they chachomim were misakin it on a mitzvah, so it's not bar b'shul birchas hamazon. There's Kasi Kamoy and Kasi Basroi. Kasi Kamoy on Agoda and Kasi Basroi on the Shevach Hoidot, the whole Lachar Agoda. I mean, that's the way it seems. Yeah. Two components of the Seder. One, and before the Chila, before the Suda, and after the Suda. So there's two before the Suda, two after the Suda. Before the Suda is Sipur. And if this would is all. That's the way it seems to me. The Trei Kasi Kamoy is one theme. The theme is Agada and Sipur. The Trei Kasi Basroi is another theme. The theme is Hal and Sheva Choyda. Okay? Alright, so the question is, I mean, what's the Machlekes here? How do you define the Machlekes? There are two memories that come to my mind that I think are helpful in interpreting this machlokes. One member is maskel begnus misayim b'shevach. Okay, so why you maskel begnus misayim b'shevach? So the Rav said, because the bigger the gnus, the bigger the shevach, the greater the horror of the avdus, the greater shevach shomakam in the cheres. Okay, so you maskel begnus misayim b'shevach. So the gnus really is a keem in the shevach. Correct? So that really answers the question of how could you do it in the first two, because of Avodah Mayinu. Because the Avodah Mayinu is really a kiyum in the Cheres. It's kiyum in the Gula. So that's why it's not tied to the sanser, right? The other chazal is b'chol davidor chayavodim liras satsmo ki ilu hu yotzam imitzrayim. So that means that when we say avodim ayinu, we are avodim. We enact the avdus. We relive the avdus. So if we relive the avdus, so the argument is that it's inappropriate to relive the avdus and to do a maisa seva. That's the maisa seva is a tatra sasri to reliving the avdus. Because really, gets another question. Say, he says a kate avodim ayinu, yeah, but the gula, you have gula too. You have gula too. But the answer is, part of the gula is reliving the avdus.
So the gavra.
Right. So that would answer those questions. But now the other question is, my dahava hava. That's a tough one. And what do you mean, my dahava? Either you say, if you're my dahava hava, so then how does the second mandama hold that you do it? I mean, that's really totally in how you interpret the machlekes. But I think the two members that I mentioned are significant in terms of giving the definition for the machlekes. We got to put it together. Got to put it together. See, I was thinking like this. Unless you want to think about it another minute. See, the question is, what is the maisa of Haseva? Okay. Is it Shvach Hashem Makom? Is it Shvach Hashem Makom? So if it's Shvach Hashem Makom, so it must be accompanied by the Sipur. Because my Dav Ave after the Sipur, it's too late already. So Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is a Sipur Shel Gula, including the Avdus, it's all Sipur Shel Gula. So the only reason it's Maschel Begunas Mitzrayim B'Sheva. The only reason I go through the Sipur of Avdus is because to show the greatness of the commensurable Cheres. Okay? So therefore, the Sipur is a Mitzvah Midaraisa Mesamper, and the Aseva is Shvach Hashem Makom. So I can only mitzar if the Shvach Hashem Makom to a Dibur of Shevach, which is the Dibur of Cheres. But later, it's too late. There's no Dibur of Cheres to be mitzar for it to. It'd be like making Kiddush and taking the Kos later. The Amira, the Sipur Dvarim, is tied to the Shvach Hashem Makom, which is, where's the Sipur Dvarim of the Shvach Hashem Makom of that Laila? It's definitely the Agada. I mean, somebody asks you, where's the Sipur Dvarim of Shvach Hashem Makom? So it's the Agada. That's the Sipur Dvarim of Shvach Hashem Makom. So there's no question about it. So if Haseva is a Kiyum in Shvach Hashem Makom, so then it has to be the first two. Of course, the first two are Sipur. Okay? But later, my Dahava Hava, it's like making a toast after you talk about a nice Tachosanas. I mean, it's too late. It's gone. The Sipur is gone. The Sphere's Dvarim is gone. Okay? So, that's the first Shita. That's the first Shita, okay? Yeah. Second Shita is different. The second Shita holds, they have to say one thing there, that he holds, you close when he said the Gavar. But what you have to say is that the second Shita holds that the Haseva is really Sipur al Yedei Maisa. It's Sipur al Yedei Maisa. What?
It's a Maisa Sipur per se.
It's a Maisa Sipur per se. So there's two Sipurs. There's a Sipur of Dvarim, that's the Haggadah, and then there's a Sipur of the Maisa of Haseva. The Maisa of Haseva is the Sipur of, is a continuation of the Sipur al Yedei Maisa. So that fits in very well. Because that's why he says that you can't do it during the first two, because since you're experiencing Avdus, so the Sipur will be a tarte de sasri to the Sipur of Avdus. Okay? And so you have to do it afterwards. afterwards you don't say my dahava hava, because that would only be if the haseva is a completion to the spherist dvarim. But if the haseva is a separate phenomenon of sipur through alidei maisa, so that's the way it should be. It should follow first you do sipur alidei dibur, and then you do sipur alidei maisa. So there's no problem with my dahava hava. Okay? Is the aseva a kiyum in the spherus dvarim? So if it's a kiyum in the spherus dvarim, so then it has to be with the first two, because that's the whole spherus dvarim of the Leil Pesach, and that's the whole Shochet Shemakom. So it should be the first two. That's the spherus dvarim. But if it's not a kiyum in the spherus dvarim, if it's another method of spherus dvarim, it's a method of demonstration, so then it should follow. First you demonstrate through spheres of arm, then you demonstrate through a maisa. And that's why you don't have any problem with my dahava hava. It's a whole different concept. In other words, there's spheres of arm, and now I demonstrate through a maisa and a halal. Halal and a maisa. The halal is what qualifies the maisa and makes the maisa part of the super dvar. So it's a perfect combination. You know what I mean? In one word, the question is the kiyum ha-seva a kiyum in the spheres dvarim? If it's spheres dvarim, it has to be the first two. It can't be the last two. Halal is ancillary. But if it's a halacha in the method of sipur, al yedei maisa, so then it should be afterwards. Because first you do sipur al yedei dibur, and then you do sipur al yedei maisa with amiras halal. So then it's perfect. Then there's no problem. My dahava hava. On the contrary, that's when you should do it. Right. But that's the key. Yeah. Yeah. We're doing the riff. So the riff says, Hashta dit machi kul tzricha seva. So the riff, from his plain lashon, he sounds like he expects you to understand that, simply. But the Ran was puzzled with it. The Ran had a problem with it. Okay, go ahead. One thing you see that the first teretz holds, one deduction you can make from the first teretz. What is that? Yeah, what? That's right. That Safi Rabban Lakula is not Achoras Adin. It's not Machriya that there's no Durabanan. It's just the Kiyum Durabanan is still there, but the Chovas Agavra is not there. But the Kiyum is still there. So that's why he says that since the kiyum is there, so we do it because of the kiyum. What's wrong? It's a kiyum gula, kiyum shvach shamakam. So we do both. Okay, but if it was achras adin savdu ban lakula, so there'd be no kiyum at all. So that's why he yells that even with a suffix or a bana, you can go lakula. If you are machmir and there's a kiyum. In other words, over here, what we're saying now, there's another possibility. That is, Safet Rabbanon really is l'chumra, unless you have a matir. The matir is tircha. But if you don't have a matir, so then there's no mechanism of Safet Rabbanon l'kula. So that's what it means of dealing with Rav Chaim Elson. Not we don't follow a halachic mechanism, we follow the real ideas, and the real ideas are that there's a kiyum. So we follow to be outside the real ideas, and we don't abide by halachic mechanism. So that's l'Rav Chaim Elson. L'Rav Chaim Elson means forget about the halachic mechanism, because the halachic mechanism doesn't have the matir. The matir, you need a matir for tircha. The difference between the two pshatim and the first pshat would be whether it's ma'akev or not. According to the first pshat, it won't be ma'akev. He's just saying that even though Safet Rabban Lakula, but since you can have the kiyum, so you should do the kiyum. We do the kiyum, and Safet Rabban Lakula is not a machria. According to the second pshat, it'll be makev because there's no matir for Safet Rabban Lakula. But there's no matir, so then there's no mechanism. So you go to Rav Chaim Elson. Rav Chaim Elson means the emes. The emes is that you can't have a kiyum. And then you should go for it. The question came up as to Moshe's question. The question is that if you're going to say, how do we do all of it? If you're going to say the that it's a Maisa Sipur, so it'll be a Tarta de Sasri. Because in the first two, we said it'll be a Tarta de Sasri because you're doing a Maisa Sipur of Cheris and a Sfiris Dvarim of Avdus. So Yaakov said that very well, good answer, that if you hold that way, that it's a Maisa Sipur, so the Chiv is only on the last two. So a Seva would be like a Seva by Mara. If you did a Seva by Mara, it wouldn't be an Isser. It would just be simply nothing. There's no concept. There's no halachic institution like that. So it wouldn't be anything. That's the answer. Very good. Very good. Shkach. Okay, Valinira. The Iran is saying a nice point, that if you're going to do that, you'll be Miyakar. Okay. So be Miyakar. Not nice to be Miyakar, but how does he know that? Where does he know that from? That where it's miyaker, that you don't say Safta Bamakula. It's just his own svar, I mean, a nice svar, or it's something that it's a definition he's given. In other words, simply, the halacha of Safta Bamakula is an accidental feature in its Rabbanan. How you know it with the Rabbanan, with his Rabbanan. How you machria. How you know it with Chomer or Divrei Chachamim. But it's not, it can't remove Divrei Chachamim. It's a niyug, it's an accidental feature within the Divrei Chachamim. But it can't obliterate the Divrei Chachamim. So that's what he's saying. That's why it doesn't apply. Okay? So now the old question. In other words, it's machriya the nihug vis-a-vis the Rabbanan. But that's an accidental feature in the Rabbanan. But it can't be machriya no machriya away the Rabbanan. That's not Safta Malakula. So you have no choice but to do both. Well, that's the run. So now the question is, so the old question. So let's say I did the first two. I did the first though. The Rand of Bezim and Aleph and Megillah on the bottom of the dot. He has the Paskins that if there's a Suffolk, if the ear is a Muk of Choma, or if it's an ear, in which case there's Suffolk, Yudalid, Suffolk, Tezvav. So Yukori be Yudalid, and then be Tezvav, you're not Mukhis to be Kori because Suffolk are Bang Lakula. So why is that different than this? What? That was first Eretz. That was first Eretz. It's a beautiful stira. He says like this. Amar Agonim Zal, Linyan Ayarasam Amasupakos. Imein Mukaf Aschama Mimel Shishua Benun Olo. Hor Agonim Zal, Sheolchem Ben Acharov. Ayara, Sherubun Enim Mukaf Aschama. Mimel Shishua Vakaran Ben Biadad. Vaod, Shafilu Tamashu Suffolk Shoko. Havale Suffolk Shel Devrayam, Ulakula. The Nimtsa Pturas Bishneam. Mavalam Mena Bavada Mikra Megillah. Afichach Kar Barishon. Upata Bishani. So you can't apply the Suffolk, Nasha, the Suffolk to each one, because then it'll be ochre. So you're Karbari Shon, and then the second day, you're Suffolk Darbana, so you're not Kari. Pata
Bashani. So that's just a question on the run. Is he sells for himself here?
Same run.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he sells for himself here. Was over here, he says you have to do all four.
No, he's not sells for himself. I mean,
why,
you,
sure.
That's not a stira. I mean, that's a question of what you don't understand as far. Okay. But it's not a stira.
I mean, it's not a stira. It's the same question, correct?
I don't know.
One's tirchi is stira.
I might be able to answer one, not the other. It's not the same. It's not an open stira. It's a stira.
No, well, he said you can't. Thank
you. All right. Okay, so you guys thought about it. Yeah, what do you got?
Not really much.
powerful sphere, huh?
Yeah.
Men, do you remember what we said last time?
No, because we did this 2 years ago. The first, when we did it a bunch of years ago, you didn't bring it, we didn't feel the decision. 2 years ago you did. I don't remember what we said. I just heard it with you on Shabbos, so it wasn't when we did it.
Oh, I see, we did it on Shabbos.
Well, we did it 2 years ago. I don't remember. Maybe the guys who were from 2 years ago, yeah, remember what we said then?
Let's try to work it out. What's the steer again? Steer is that when it comes to Purim, so we say that what's his lashon? He has same kind of lashon there. He says you can't say something upon each one because then you'll knock out the entire takana. Yeah, trying to get it.
It says, Yehosha, Philip Tomar, Shu Safik Shako, Havali Safik of the Ram, Kula Kula, the Nims of Tourist Vishnam, the Bottom Man of the Bada, and Mikra McGill, the FIFA Kori Barishon, the Porter Vishane.
Very brief. And Oviri says that you have to do all. Well, the Rif says that. Yeah. So the thing is like this, that by Purim, the latest Asafik is it Yudalit or Tesvav? Right? So once you kari on your dalid, now the suffix is, are you chayiv on tesvav? Because you're chayiv in one of the 2 days. So you can't say on each one suffix rabban lakula because then you'll be mevatel al takana. But once you kari on your dalid, the suffix is are you chayiv on your dalid? So you're kari on your dalid. Now, once you cover in your dalid, now the suffix sets itself up. Were you yotze your kriya on your dalid, or were you not yotze your kriya on your dalid? So there we say suffix rabban lekula. Okay? Because either you chayev your dalid, or else you chayev tesvav. So when you come to your dalid, you can't say in both of them suffix rabban lekula, because then you'll be mevalel your dalid, mevalel tesvav, mevalel al takam. That's what we said last night. That's what we said yesterday. That suffix rabbanon is only a nihug with regard to suffix, but it's not a. but it's not. It's not bittul mitzvah. It's a nihug within the mitzvah. So on your dalid, you say it's a suffix, so you can't say suffix rabbanon lekula. So you kari. Once you kari in your dalid, now the suffix sets itself up. Or you yotze and kriyas your dalid. Or are you still chayev in kriyas tesvav, right? But over here, it's not a matter. Over here, the suffix is a different letter for suffix. The suffix is the first two, is the haseva of the first two the correct haseva, or is the haseva of the second two the correct haseva? So after I did the first two, it's not a question of, was I yotze already? It's a question of, now there's another suffix. Is the nature of the haseva of tesvav, is the nature of the haseva of the second kosas the real haseva? So the question is, what's the nature of the haseva? It's a separate suffix. Each suffix is a separate suffix. While it's true that there's only a chiv on one of them, but that's just an accidental feature of the Leidus HaSafik. But the fact is, it's two different Leidus HaSafik. It's a Safik if Kari, it's a Safik if the Hasevas Kosos Rishonos is the real Haseva. In other words, is the Haseva of the Yaseva Akiyum in the Sphirist Varam, or not. And that's the nature of the Suffolk. Now, when I come to, now when I do that, it doesn't help me on the next Suffolk. Because the next Suffolk is a Suffolk where the Yaseva is a part of the Sipur, part of the Maisa Sipur. So it's a different layer of Suffolk. The fact that I did the other, the fact that I did the first two, that I did a Haseva, which is a Kiyum, in the Kvod Shemayim of the Sphirist Dvarim, doesn't really have any effect on the second layer of Suffolk. Because the second layer of Suffolk is the Haseva of the, the Haseva of the Maisa Sipur, the Haseva. So the fact that I did the previous one doesn't mean, doesn't, has no bearing on whether I'm chayav on the second ones.
But you're still going to be oker if you stop, if you didn't do the second one.
Right.
So you're not being oker.
Now it's true you won't be oker, but the point is that that it's a different, it's a different suffix. You have to treat each suffix. You see, you can't apply the rule of suffix to abon lakula, because then you'll be ochre both of them. Now, just accidentally, I won't be ochre, because I happen to do one. But the latest of suffix on the second one is a different latest of suffix. Let me put it this way. If you rely on the first one, so you say, I won't be ochre, right? But really, I'm being machria that the leidas asafek, that I'm being machria that the asevo is a kiyum of the spheres dvarim, which I can't do. In other words, I can't apply, if I apply the rule, each suffix I have to approach separately. The fact that I did one has no bearing on the other suffix. In other words, the second suffix still is there. Masha'ina came over here, it's all the same suffix. Was I yotzei the mitzvah, was I not yotzei the mitzvah? So once I was covering Yadalid, so now there's no reason to be covering on Tesvav, because it's a suffix whether I was yotzei or not. Whereas over here, it's a suffix as to the nature of the aseva. Was it Mekayim the proper aseva? So the fact that I did the first one doesn't prove I was Mekayim the proper aseva.
So you're saying that the fact that you're going to be okay just totally knocks out the niha, or hakra of Suffolk, Derbon Lakula. And now, since when you have two different Sveikos, so now I'm going to have to be having both of them. As opposed to when you have one Suffolk, then you've already, so to speak, discharged that fear, so there's no point in doing the other one.
That's right, exactly. In other words, where it's one suffix, was a yotzei or not? So once I'm covering the dalid, so now tesvav becomes a suffix, if I was yotzei or not. Okay? So I say suffix of manlakula. But over here, each suffix is a different type of aseva. The suffix is it the aseva of the first two, or is it the aseva of the last two? So the fact that I did the first two doesn't tell me that you were Mekayim Misafik, the Haseva of the second two.
According to the first Maadomar, who says the first two, he doesn't hold of the second two.
That's correct.
So, therefore, what's lacking? In other words, he would not say that that you're missing out on anything by not doing the last two.
He wouldn't say that, But the latest of Suffolk is not whether I was Yotze or not. Because according to the second two, I wasn't Yotze Haseva at all. In other words, each Suffolk stands on its own. It's a machlokas. It's not a Suffolk in Metzius. where's the suffix in the tzitzis, so the suffix was a yotze or the not yotze. So therefore, I say, I did the yudalad, a kari yudalad, now it's a suffix whether I was yotze. So I don't have to be kari and tesvav. But over here, the suffix is what nature of aseva is the correct nature of aseva. And I have to approach each one as a suffix darbanan. So if I approach each one as a suffix darbanan, so then I'll be mevalel lol takana. So I can't approach any of them as a suffix darbanan. If I do one, so I'm not being ochre. No, but in a sense you are being ochre, because if you did, it's just accidentally that you know that there's only one. But essentially, you could be ochre the takana, because if the takana taseva was really the second type of taseva, so then you weren't yotze at all. Well, in other words, they're both separate svekas. In aseva, they're both separate svekas. What type of aseva is the right aseva? That's the suffix. Has nothing to do with if you did one, so then now it's a suffix on the other one. If you did one, you don't know anything about the second one. You doing the first one doesn't make a suffix on the second one. Vis-a-vis the second one, you did nothing. Whereas over there, vis-a-vis tesvav, it's a suffix. You did something. You did something you don't. Maybe it was yotzei mechiyuv. But the fact that I did the wrong aseva, if the second one's right, it doesn't help me in the, it doesn't tell me now it's a suffix whether I was a yotzei the second aseva. Let me see if I can put it better. See, in Mikra Megillah, it's one suffix. Was I yotze and yadalit, or I'm not yotze until I do tesvav? So it's one suffix. So once I do yadalit, now it's a suffix if I'm chayiv and tesvav. But over here, the fact that I did the first two doesn't mean now it's a suffix if I'm chayiv and the second two. Because the second two is a different suffix altogether. It has nothing to do with the first suffix.
Two independent
sekos. Right. That's the difference between whether it's a machlokis or whether it's a suffix in mitzias. In a suffix in mitzias, both the suffix is tied to both days equally. But if it's a suffix in machlokis, so the fact that you did the first one has no bearing on the second one. It just so happens, you know, there's only one. But vis-a-vis the second one, the first one was nothing. But whereas the suffix in Metzius, you can't say vis-a-vis the second one, the first one was nothing. Because that's the suffix in Metzius. Is it the first or is it the second? Over there, the suffix is it the first or is it the second? Over here, the suffix is what's the nature of the aseva? So you can't choose and say, I'll be yotze this type of aseva. Because if you're going to do that, when you come to the second type, you're going to say, suffix darbanan l'kula, so you want my shnahani mehani. What's the lashon of the Ran over there? He has a different lashon in Pesach.
Pesach says, we hear the akorach of what the evidence the same with the tool. The ene is a l'kula,
Amay nafke b'hani tzvei mehani. In other words, why is the nature of this one?
Amay nafke b'hani. Why should be
mekel
in these as opposed to these?
Right. Where is the?
Nafke
Ramanav. Oh, I'm sorry. I've wrong enough. In other words, each one, you see, that's what he says. He says, as Al-Kochel Balam Avid Aseva, Bakulu. The E nasal Lakula Amai Neko Bahani Tse Mehani. It's two different sphakas. So therefore, so you're going to be makel in one suffix as opposed to the other suffix. In other words, you're going to be machriya that the haseva is the real haseva is the haseva of the first two, which is an haseva of a tziruf to the sphirus dvarim. Masha'ina came over here, according to the second suffix. The second suffix is a suffix in its own right, has nothing to do with the first suffix. Just so happens there's only one. That's just a fact. But the fact that there's only one is not essential. It's just an accidental feature. But the real suffix is what's the nature of aseva. So I have two separate sphakas. So on each suffix, I can't. Why should I pick one suffix and make a little over the other suffix? In other words, the latest of suffix, there's two latest of suffix over here. So I can't choose. Over there is only one latest of suffix. The suffix is the metzias yudalid or is it tesvav? So therefore, once I do yudalid, now already the suffix tesvav becomes a suffix because of my asi on yudalid. But over here, my asi on the first two does not make the second two a suffix. It's, in other words, it's two separate latas of suffix. So I have to treat each one separately. What is the nature? Is it the nature of saver the first two, or is the nature of saver the second two? Each one I have to approach separately. So I can't choose any one to make a love of the other. So in each one I have to go l'chumra. And the fact that I did it doesn't mean anything. It's just an accidental lasia.
Why you don't test for the dependence? If one is and the other one, if you reveal to them once, then it's nothing if you did the other one.
That's correct.
But here, but when you two layers of suffix, so now you're going to, each one, it doesn't knock out the other one.
That's correct. I didn't do anything going to the second suffix.
So it's kind of an important universe about Sarat Rabban and Lakula, then, according to this. When it's not a duplicate.
When it's not, in other words, when it's not the same suffix, when it's two separate sphakas. So you have to treat each suffix separately. Even though you know that it's only one is right. But that's just a fact. That's not the nature of the suffix. Over here, the nature of the suffix is by Mukaf Choma. The nature of the suffix is it's only one. Either it's a mukaf or else it's an ear. So if I do one, so I satisfy, so now the second one becomes a suffix. But over here, if I do one, the second one does not become any more suffix. Because the suffix of the second one stands on its own. It's a different question. It's a question of what's the nature of that aseva. The fact that I did a wrong aseva yesterday before doesn't place this one in suffix. Except for the fact that I know that there's only one. But that's an accidental feature. It's not tied to the essence of the later suffix. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a pure accident. That it just so happens that there's one. It could have been two. Could have been Yechayev in both.
So, Rabbi, you were saying that the reason the difference stems from the fact that one's part of the seed. One's a question of machlokas?
Right, that because of machlokas, you have two different concepts. So each one is a question, is this the concept or is that the concept? So the fact that I did the wrong concept when I come to the second one doesn't help me with regard to the second one. Doesn't place a later suffix on the second one, that maybe I was yotzei the second one. It doesn't shed any light on the second suffix. My asiya does nothing vis-a-vis the second letter suffix. I'm confronted with two sphakos. Is A the right nature of aseva, or is B the right nature of aseva? So if I did A, it doesn't satisfy B, doesn't affect B in one iota, except for the fact that I happen to know, accidentally, I know there's just one. But maybe it was both. Maybe it was both. Could have been both.
In other words, if you did one, you'd be the Sefer Drabanan would be machria that the first aseva, let's say for instance, is the right aseva. It can't. Let's say everybody only did the first. Let's say you did it by. Let's say you did the first two. Everybody did the first two, just like by Mekuf and Chama. So then, what would come out? Would come out according to the second side. You would never yotze. Not a suffix if you were yotze. According to the second side, would say you would never yotze because you did the wrong aseva. You did the wrong maisa aseva. Over there, it's the same maisa kriya. The question is the maisa kriya yudalot or tesvav? So once I did the maisa kriya yudalot, so now tesvav becomes a suffix. But over here, it's a different nature of aseva. So the question is it aseva A the proper aseva, or is aseva B the proper aseva? Two separate sekas. So you can't say, because I did aseva A, it reflects, it has any reflection at all on aseva B.
You are redefining, you're saying that there's two different kinds of a suffix.
That's right. Two different types of sekas.
I have in my mind that, like, another way to go. I just want to know how you think it compares.
Sure. No, go ahead.
Can you say that it's based on the nature of the mitzvah? Because, like, by Megillah, so you have two separate possible chiyas, right? You have either it's yudalot or tesvav, right?
Right.
But they have nothing to do with each other, those two things, right? So it's like, if you do Yudalev, well then, it's two separate questions entirely, because it's just a question of, are you chayav this day, or are you chayav this day? So once you do one day, then the next day's a suffix, right?
Right.
But maybe you could say, it makes sense, by Pesach, so then you have the whole thing is it's all in terms of a seaport, it's just trying and everything like that. So you know that there's a chiyuv to Wachankot. You know that there's a chiyuv, right? To
do
this thing because otherwise your seaport is not good. So now you can't if you get rid of if you get rid of one of these times, so therefore you need both times because you already know that there's a chiyuv, so now you can't say that one. That there's no way to say that this. I might be saying similar to you, but you're not. You're, I don't know if I am, but you might. You can't say that this satisfies it because you don't know that it satisfies it.
That's exactly.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. In other words, take the second side. According to, if you always did the first side, according to the second side, you will ma'aka the whole takana.
Rabbi.
I mean, you can't say that. So you have no right to be miaka the whole takana, and each one is telling you that if you do the other one, you maka the whole takana.
Right.
But over here, by Kriya and Megillah, it's not telling you maka the whole takana, because it's the same exact kriya. The only question is which day you did it, which day you yotze, you day chavaso. But you're not being maka the kriya. It's not. No one knows you did the wrong kriya.
Right.
It's just a suffix kriya. A suffix kriya is good, but over here it's not a suffix. It's not a suffix whether you were whether you did a seva, because according to the second side, if you do the first side all the time, you never did a seva. So you'd be ma'aka the whole takana.
Right.
It's two separate sekas. You have to deal with them independently.
Right. That's the question. But it also depends on the nature of the mitzvah, kind of thing,
Right. But I think it'll boil down to the question of what type of a suffix. Is it a suffix in Metzius, or is it a suffix in the nature of the Asiya? If it's a suffix in Metzius, but the nature of the Asiya is not in question, so then when I do Asiya on day one, so the second day's Asiya becomes Asiya Shel Suffix. Because I don't know if I'm a Chayiv in that Asiya again. But over here, it's not a question if you're Chayiv in the Asiya again. The question is, did you do any Asiya at all? So each suffix you have to treat separately. I, you know, for a fact, there's only one of the two is right. You only need one. That's just the, that, that's not, that has nothing to do with the nature of the suffix. That's just a fact. That's an extraneous fact. It could be, you could be chayav in both. Because one nature has nothing to do with the other nature.
If you had three shittos, then you couldn't say that.
That's correct. Is that what we said 2 years ago?
I don't think so. I don't think
we've made it as precise.
I don't think you brought in the conceptual distinction between the two SEOs.
Rebbe?
I think it works out very nicely, yeah.
Factually, Megillah, when was the question asked? Before you started or after the 14? And you did it already.
When was the question? When was the latest of suffix?
Yeah.
You did latest suffix is before the 14th.
I mean, before you started. And
before
the answer was, and the answer was that you can do it on the 14th?
That you do it on the 14th and you skip the 15th.
That was the answer. Why did they just say, because of Rove, you should do it on the 14th?
That's the first teretz. But the Ran says, even if it were a suffix ashako, and you don't go Basarov, so then you still would say you do it in the 14th.
Because that's the first one.
First answer is you go Basarov.
No, I'm saying the second answer, why do you do the 14th? Because that's the first one. Because once you do it the 14th, you can re-ask the question, and then you don't have to go Gvaita. Is that it?
That's right.
Okay.
But according to that Svar, if you didn't do it the 14th, you'd have to do it the 15th.
Right. That's correct. Right.
But according to the other Svar, it would be a waste of time.
Yep.
But the idea is that if it's the same asiya, but I don't know when to do the asiya. So once I do it once, I say you don't have to do it again. But if it's two different asiyas, you can't say, because I did asiya A, that now I don't have to do asiya B again. I don't have to do it again. Because asiya B is a different asiya. It's maintaining that there's no asiya, and it maintains you did nothing.
Right.
Both sheetos have reality.
Both sheetos have reality.
Yeah.
I wish I could explain it a little better, a little simpler.
Well, I mean, in the first one, after you do it to the 14th, there's a 50% chance you were yotze. In the other one, according to the other man, the Emerald is the second, there's 0% chance you were yotze.
That's correct. That's correct. Whereas a suffix and metzias, there's always a 50% chance.
Right.
So the second day has to maintain it's a 50% chance you were yotze.
Yep.
So over here, the second mandama doesn't say it's a 50% chance you were yotze.
Zero.
It's zero. You didn't do anything. The sharp difference. So each suffix hits you independently, and you can't say suffix darbanan on either one. Because if you do, you don't know which one to choose. You'll have to be okay both of them. I do one. Do one is not going to help you because each suffix presents itself. They're not tied together. They're not tied. If you do one, it doesn't affect the other one. It doesn't make the other one a suffix. It just so happens you know for a fact that there's only one. Could have been two. The fact that there's only one is just as extraneous to the latest of suffix, to the nature of the suffix. The fact that there's only one has nothing to do with the nature of the suffix. The nature of the suffix is what type of asiya is there, asiya A or asiya B. The fact that there's only one doesn't have anything to do with it. Over here, it's the same kriya. So the fact that you did it on your dalid means on tesvav you there's no need to repeat it because you suffered on your dalid. The same exact asiya. Question is, am I chayiv in this asiya again? Over here, it's a different asiya. According to the second asiya, the first asiya you did nothing so far. Each one's a separate latus of suffering. And the fact that there's only one is accidental. Could have been both. And the raya is that if you consistently did your dalid in Kriya, so tesvav would consistently be a suffix. But if you consistently did, the first two kosos, you'd be saying that the nature of the aseva is an aseva of Sfiris Dvarim. And according to the other side, you did nothing.
Ready?
Yes.
I'm not sure if this question makes sense, but once we're saying that by Purim, so the suffix is really just, is the chiyuv on Yadal or is the chiyuv on Tesvav? And it's one suffix. It's not really two different sfeikos, right?
There's no two concepts. It's a question of Metzias.
Right. It's a question of Metzias. It's just, is am I chayav on Yadal or am I chayav on Tesvav? What's the case?
Right. In other words, is am I have a chovas kriya? Is the chovas kriya Yadal or is it Tesvav?
Right. So how does... The Ron says in Megillah that something that Rabban Lakula would say that you would do neither one. You wouldn't do Yadal and you wouldn't do Tesvav.
If you apply the rule, yes.
Right. So how is that an application of something that Rabban Lakula? Isn't it just you have a choice between A and B? Like, why would something that Rabban Lakula say you don't do any of them?
Because they're two separate sfeikas, so you'd have to say in each one something that Rabban Lakula.
Why are we saying by Megillah they're not two separate sfeikas?
No, they're not. It's one sefer.
Right. So how would something that Rabban Lakula indicate that you do neither? Like, there's just no place at all for Sufik Darabon Lakula there?
No, oh, you mean because each day is a Sufik?
Well, it's like saying that Sufik Darabon Lakula would get rid of both of them sounds like they're two different Sufikos. Like, you have a Sufik in each day and it would get rid of it. But we're saying conceptually it's really one Sufik.
Yeah, but in terms of Asiya, each day is a Sufik.
Just mean in terms of like how you, when you approach the situation, you end up with a Sufik in both days.
Each day is a Sufik, Machayev.
Right. It's like practically, I mean, in your Mechayev, when are you going to do it? Is it something on both of the days separately?
That's right.
So conceptually, it's one Suffolk.
That's right.
Okay.
So each day is a Suffolk Mechayev. But once you do one day, the second day becomes a pure Suffolk.
Rebbe?
And you were Meval Takana, yes.
Normally, Suffolk the Rabbanu Lakula does apply when you have machlokas. What's unique, I guess, about this is because the suffix Darabanan and Lakula is not on one phenomena. In other words, whether you machliyev to do this activity, but it's because there are two separate actions, there are two separate times to do it. And the question is, which is the time? That's why you come to this question of oker. But if you have one action and it's a suffix, whether it's a machlokas, whether you have to do the action or not, then you can go suffix Darabanan and Lakula.
Right, because right. It may not exist.
It's not because it's machlokas, it's because here we're dealing with two different phenomena.
Because here we're saying it definitely exists,
right.
But the question is, what is the nature of its existence?
Yep.
Over there, you're saying you don't know whether it exists or not. So
that's
I don't...
right. No machlokas, that's what you're doing. You don't know whether it exists or not, correct?
So I have a right to say, I assume it doesn't exist.
Yep.
But over there, you can't say you assume it doesn't exist. So you're going to have to treat each suffix as a suffix derabanan separately. So you'll be ma'akar.
Right. That's the difference in normal case, right?
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
In other words, like this. And when I read on Yadalit, when it comes to Tesvav is a suffix. Was I Yotze yesterday or not? Right? Now, over here, when it comes to the nature of the Haseva, there's no question, was I Yotze yesterday or not? According to that Mandama, you didn't do anything yesterday. You can't say, according, if I need the last two, so you can't say on the second two that now it's a suffix whether I was Yotzei the Haseva. Because according to that Svara, you didn't do anything the first time.
Maybe. Can a guy theoretically do it on Tesvav? Only because on Yudalit, if he has knowledge, if he says, I'm going to do it on Tesvav, so therefore it would be a suffix, so therefore he would be okay with it, you know? Like, does he have to do the first possible day?
Because, that's a good question.
Because it would depend on, like, is it if he knows that he's going to do it, so then he could say, well, today I don't need to do it.
You're right. It's a good question. We said that if you didn't do it in your Yudal, you'd have to do it in Tesov. That's true.
Well, that's not the truth, but can you do it in Lechachilu like that?
I think you're right. I think you can't do it in Lechachilu like that because if you treat your Dalit as a Suffolk, so then you're being Noeg a Derech in Suffolk Rabbanon, which is Ogre Takan. Because then you can treat your Dalit and then you can treat Tesvav as a Suffolk.
Right, but what right did you have the plan? You treated your dalit on the nas that you're going to do a tesvav. I mean, I guess, in other words, what right did you have not to do it on your dalit? Right, right, because you're going to say suffolk derabanan lekula. Oh, but if you do that, then if you apply that rule, then you won't do a tesvav either. Right, so you can't apply a rule on your dalit that you can't apply on tesvav. Right, you're right. So you got to do it your dalit.
So it comes out that there's three types of sfeikas for Rabbanan. One is a suffix, does a thing exist or not exist? That's the genuine suffix Rabbanan. So we say you go lekula, we say it doesn't exist. When you know it exists, then you have two different types of sfeikas. You have a suffix if I'm yotze on one day, as it's the same exact Rabbanan. But the question is, when do I do it? So as long as I don't apply Suffolk Derabanan Lekula the first time, the second time will become, I could apply it. There's nothing that stops me, because maybe I was Yotze. Then you have a third kind of Suffolk Derabanan, where you definitely know it exists, but the nature of the existence is different. So now I can't say if I did one nature of existence, that now I'm putter from the second, because it's a separate Suffolk by itself. If I apply that rule to the, if I say the second one's a suffix, then I'm being okay to the takana, because by, since it's a separate suffix, I have to apply the same suffix Darabon Lekula to the first one. In which case, I'd be okay. Clear. I know it's a little rough, but I think this far is a good one. It has to do with the nature of the suffix. Where there's a machlokas, there's two different concepts, two different natures of asiya. So I can't say if I did asiya A, it has anything to do with asiya B. It has nothing to do with asiya B. Vis-a-vis asiya B, it's not, I did nothing. Whereas if it's the same kriyas on Megillah, so the vis-a-vis the Yom Tesvav, I'm a Suffolk if I was Yotze. It's Vegas. You can't, what you do on one doesn't reflect anything on the other. Whereas if it's a Suffolk and Metzias, it has to, by necessity, reflect on the second one. Because maybe I was Yotze already.
It's like once you have a machlokas going on, so then it's it sets up the, and you know that one sheet is right, and you know that you need to do it, right? You need, you know that you need, it's, then it sets up a situation where you can't discharge your chiyuv through one guy.
That's correct.
The other guy's like, that's guy's nothing.
That's correct. Over here on Yudalit and Tesvav, when it comes to Tesvav, the question is, maybe I was Yotze already. Tesvav says, maybe you were Yotze. But over here, by the second kosis, the second kosis don't say maybe you were Yotze. The second kosis are saying there's a different asiya altogether. You right. weren't Yotze at all.
So all you know is you need an asiya, but you don't know what it is. So
right.
what are you going to do?
Right, because according to the, in order to nullify the second one, doesn't say that the fact you did the first one means maybe you were Yotze. The second one says you definitely weren't Yotze. Right. So now what I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have to say, but I don't have to do it because suffered Rabbana. But then I have to say that about the first one, too.
Right. Because they have nothing to do with each other. They're different shitas.
Different shitas.
Right? They're different. They believe the other guy's you know, worthless, basically.
Right. Right, see. That's it. I think it's clear.
Yeah.
Mendy, is it clear?
Yes. Something is bothering you, though.
What bothers me is that it needs a lengthy explanation. I don't like that.
There's no, like, term.
There's no quick, yeah. Right. But look, you can't always tailor the halacha.
No, but I think it's pretty precise the way you define the three different possibilities of, you know, of suffix.
Right.
I mean, those are categories.
Right, those categories, that's true. Let's take a look at the Rambam and Megillah. Rambam and Megillah is interesting. I don't have Rambam in front of me. You got one?
Yeah. Where is it? That's strange.
Right? He holds two things. You chayev in both. Yidalad and Tesvav, right? So you don't say Safi Rabban Lakula.
Right.
And but when it comes to bracha, he holds, you only, right, why isn't Rav Machria? That's a strange drama. Well, let's take the first problem. Why is Machayev on both? Why don't I say after the first one, the second one is Safi Rabban Lakula? He definitely doesn't hold that way.
Well, how do you know? Maybe he holds it if you would do it on the 14th, and then he asks the Shiloh, maybe you wouldn't have to do it the 15th. He's phrasing it beforehand.
What do you mean beforehand?
In other words, he's saying now you have a suffering in front of you, whether it's 14th or 15th. He asks the Shiloh. So they say do it both. Now, what happens if the guy came to the Posek after he read the 14th? Would the Rambam say the same thing?
Well, he doesn't differentiate.
Okay.
Right. Don't you have to say that the eels are two different kinds of kriya? That they're two different kinds of kirsum? So now you're going to ask me which one, what's the nature of the kirsum?
Maybe he just holds that you need to have a plan that actually satisfies.
But why do you say it's two different kinds of kirsum? That's hard to say.
Because it's full of the nature of the nature, there was a different nace there.
But still
it wasn't just.
No, that's hard to say. Because
maybe he holds,
you don't find the Megillah as they differentiate. It's the same Kriya.
Maybe he holds that, like, when the guy is confronted with one of these kind of questions, that you're gonna watch him for, that you're gonna knock something out, basically. So the guy has to come up with, like, a plan in order to not do that. You know?
It's Mahai, I mean, you can't apply Safi Rabban Lakula here at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, because the other situation we're saying is that, this is how Safik Rabbanim works out, because you do have knowledge that there's a mitzvah and stuff, so therefore, why not? Maybe he's like, no, forget, he's like, it's on the Gavra in terms of it's a mitzvah in terms of a CS and mitzvahs that you have to, like, it's not because the Safik Rabbanim doesn't apply, it doesn't make sense, it's because the Gavra can't apply it. It's from his, it's from his, It's like a separate field on the garbage because of Shomer Mitzvahs or something like that, right? So then he can't apply it at all, basically. He has to come up with a plan that satisfies everything.
In other words, he holds that the latest of Safek is on Yudalit and Tesvav. Either Yudalit or Tesvav. That's the latest of Safek. Now you can't treat them separately, right? Because then you're going to be Ma'okid al Takana. So the halacha is, you can't apply, theoretically, in the halacha, you can't apply your Safi Rabban Lakula. So the achra is that you're chayev on both. And the fact that you did one doesn't change the achra. In other words, the achra sadin comes before the asiyah.
Right, exactly.
The Ran holds that the asiyah creates a second layer of suffix.
Mm-hmm.
He holds that the layer of suffix comes first.
Right, because he holds that it's just a matter of how you apply it, and, you know, you have a constriction on applying it.
Right.
And he's like, no, you can't buy it at all.
What's that question, Rabbi? Where is the latest of Suffolk?
Now, in other words, does your kriya create a new latest of Suffolk? Or the latest of Suffolk is an intrinsic phenomenon? If the latest of Suffolk is an intrinsic phenomenon, so that you can't apply it to both, so you can't apply it to each one, so therefore you're chayev in both. And that's the acharas adin, you're chayev in both. Now, the fact that you did the 14th doesn't create a new latest of Suffolk. Your asiyah doesn't create a new latest of Suffolk on the 15th. Because the latest of Suffolk is an intrinsic latest of Suffolk. And it is an intrinsic machriya.
Who doesn't apply that to bracha, though?
One second. The Ron, if you asked the Ron to Shiloh before you started, he would say, still do only the 14th. It's not once you did the 14th, you don't have to do the 15th.
Right, because he says when you're going to do the 14th, now the 15th is going to become a latest of Suffolk.
Actually, he knows that, but conceptually, it is another latest of Suffolk.
And that's the answer, because when you do the 14th, you don't have to do it again.
Right. But the Rambam holds that the Achras Adin was already 14th and 15th. And
according to the Rambam, there was Psak, and according to the Ron, it's a question of Hiluch, of Niog, so once you did the 14th, you don't have to go again.
According to the Ron, your Kriya on the 14th creates a different latest of Suffolk on the 15th. Creates a new latest of Suffolk on the 15th. According to the Rambam, the latest of Suffolk is intrinsic in both, simultaneously.
Yeah, I know that's what it's saying, but I don't see why you should make such a distinction.
Who?
I just don't see why you say one or the other.
I mean, the Rambam's saying that it's a latest of Suffolk and Din. So you can't use Suffolk the Bundle Kulis, the Achros Adin is.
It's Psak, and the Psak is you have to do both.
Psak is you have to do both. Now, the fact that when you do one, it does, that's it.
Doesn't change the Psak.
Doesn't change the Psak.
But according to him, it's a question of how you have to be Noe, you mean?
According to him, once you do the Asiyah on the 14th, now it creates a new latest Suffolk on the 15th. Your Asiyah on the 14th creates a different latest Suffolk on the 15th. The fact that you are a Kore.
Yeah, but when you're asking the question before you start, he doesn't look at it as Psak. He just looks at it in terms of how you have to be knowing. And he's saying that you can be knowing the 14th because when you do it, you don't have to go on to the 15th.
Right, because it creates a new latest Suffolk. The latest of Suffolk goes on. It's not an intrinsic latest of Suffolk with a Psak. The latest Suffolk goes on with the facts. But the only question is, why aren't you Mavarech, according to the Rambam, on the 15th also?
I think you could explain it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because say like this is that the whole reason is you know, because the whole reason the Rambam didn't watch him for, didn't say you do the you know the test bug, he didn't let you out of it was because. He said that you know you have to disband this you know suffix derabanan for this thing, and you have to treat it that way because of you know that's your shomer mitzvah, that's your relationship to mitzvahs. But here there's a downside to it. You can't just give that sock anymore because now you're going to be now there's an idea of saying a bracha levatala kind of thing.
Correct.
Right. So when you do that, so now you have to in terms of maybe in terms of yeah, maybe you should do you know you should as a positive thing it would be good to do it both days and everything like that. But when you get to the second day, you have a question of suffik derabanan, suffik brachos, which is a suffik is.
That's correct. In other words, like this, that the fact that you don't use suffik derabanan lakula to wipe out the kriya, but on the contrary, you mechuyev to mekayim both days in order to be yotzei the rabbanon. That's true, but it still is only one chiyuv. So you can't make two sets of brachas. Two sets of brachas, one set will definitely be levatola.
Right.
It's not a mechayev in two kriyas, in two mitzvahs kriya. It's a mechayev to be yotzei misafek and mechuyev to be korei.
So what's the
why do you make the first one? Why don't you just not make a bracha either one?
What?
Why don't you just make not make a bracha in either one?
No, because you're chayiv mid rabbanan to do it.
Yeah, but it's a suffix, it has to be suffix in bracha, so each won't be a suffix. You'll be over an iser. Also, didn't he say it's because of Rov HaOlam really does it that way? It's not really because of...
Does he say
Rov?
Yeah,
it does. It's Rov HaOlam,
man. And why don't we apply Rov HaOlam? We're explaining why you don't say Safek. Why don't you say Rov HaOlam in terms of HaKhagah from which day to eat? And you apply Rov HaOlam to tell you only read on the 14th.
That I can answer you. But the other questions, Hill's question is that what? That since it's a Kriya Misafek, so why don't I say Safek Brachas Lakel?
Because he's saying Rov is, why isn't, what's the answer to Yaakov's question? Why can't you say Rov to be Machriya which day?
No, because he holds that Rov is not Machriya which day, it's not a Rov that's Machriya. The only reason he says Rov is because the Pirsum HaOlam is on the Yudalid. So the bracha is part of the Pearson.
So maybe that's why it's not about Tala.
What?
So that's why it's not about Tala. Because it functions as Pearson.
Why isn't it a rove that's Makhuya? I don't see the point.
It's not a rove that's... It's a different kind of a rove. I mean, how does rove Olam be Makhuya that this... It's a different kind of a rove. I don't know. Not everybody else knows for a rove Olam. Because it's not, it's like something came from somewhere. It's not called the Parsh Meruah Parsh. It's a different question. Can't be Machriya that this is an ear.
Right, you could say they just decided which one you're going to say it on the book on one day, and they decided which day to say it based on that or something.
Right.
So you're saying when he says Rava Olam, he's saying because that's the Zman Pearson objectively for most of the world.
Yes, there's Mom Pierce Marco.
Okay, so that answers Hillel's question.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does. Because it's not, you're not going to say about Solomon. So it's objectively, it's Mom Pierce.
So then only read it.
Because it's not answering
this
question. Yeah, but they're just telling you that Rob
Allen is not with you. Very nice, but for you, is it? Right. You, it's my.
I mean, the brachas themselves are Allah and Pearson.
But then you can do both days.
Now, both days you can't do, because that would imply that there's two kriyas.
Yeah, but how does it... It's not a bada now.
Yeah,
not so simple. Well, it's a birkas and mitzvah, so why don't I say it's misafik? Elamai holds it's a bracha b'lifnei kriya, so then you can do it both days. Hey, suffik brachos lahakel. Like even by a suffix deraisa, I mean, you'd say the same thing. You'd say suffix brachas lakel. Suffix deraisa is definitely the chumra, but still we say suffix brachas lakel.
Jerry?
Yeah?
You say that there's two things. In other words, there's a chiv individually, and there's also chiv on the tzibur, right? So if he would not be mevarach, in other words, Hill's right. Really, he should not be mevarach on either day because each one is a bracha kriya misafik. The only thing is, if he's not, if he refrains from being mevarach when everyone is when Rov Tzibur is being mevarach, he'd be parshman at Tzibur. No, because what he's doing is he's doing something. The whole Tzibur is being mevarach.
His whole city.
No, but he's doing. You're right, but he's. In other words, when he
his
does.
His whole seaboard is doing it on both days.
Yeah,
his whole city.
So just because Bill Olam, that's a different city. What is it? 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 What is
Rabbi?
Yes.
If you applied Sadiq Brachos Lakel, you'd be okay with the institution of the Bracha. You normally Sadiq Brachos Lakel is a question in Sidus. But here, if you apply it, then you're losing the whole Bracha altogether. If you apply it both, and if you say, so then do it both times, then you're definitely doing something extra. And you just resort to rule because you have that conflict.
Say it again.
I mean, I have to work out, I'm not saying as far, I'm saying just to say that Sadiq Brachos Lakel, so you don't do it at all. Sadiq Brachos Lakel normally is in a question of like a mitzvah, but to be oker a whole bracha altogether, that would be unsaid.
It actually very. You could say that the chi of to do the bracha is also deraisa because it's from the whatchamacallit, it's from the Torah to listen to the rabbis.
Right.
Right. So in this situation, so normally you say so in this situation we were not applying. We're not applying suffix rabbanan, right? So therefore, this is a thing of daraisa. But the thing is that if you detour them, then you're definitely doing an isser. That's what you do for us.
What is
it on the
daraisa?
You'd be also doing an isser. You can't do an isser.
Right. It's not a daraisa. The rabbanan said you.
No, but here we're getting rid of the
doesn't matter the rabbanan or the raisa.
Right, so. Right. You know what you mean by benching? If you have a suffix, if you bench again, don't you?
Yeah.
So,
a suffix if you occur Krishman is a suffix if you do the brachas, and you don't say the brachas again.
When the bracha itself isn't direct, so you do it though.
No, all brachas. Yeah. Oh, benching.
That suffix brachas lakel is a suffix if I'm higher than the bracha. So then I say lakel, but over here you're definitely higher than the bracha. Question is, which day?
So we all can determine which day.
So you can't do it on 2 days.
You can't do it on 2 days. You only chayav one bracha.
Because then the second one is vada. It puts you into definitely nisr.
Right.
That if the guy didn't make the bracha on the 14th, he would do it on the 15th. And according to the Rambam, it's not much like that, because he says the only reason why you do it on the 14th is because we're all on
the 14th. It's not 100% clear. Sounds like Rov is machria with regard to the bracha, but it's not machria.
Work in terms of kriya, what was the reason?
I assume he holds because it's not a real Rov. You can't say that called the parish Meruva Parish.
Because it's not a real Rov.
No. Others say differently. Others say that they do go Basarov. Go Basarov Olam.
Right, yeah, because he means it, right? It has to be not a real Machria, or otherwise he wouldn't have his whole thing.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
The ones say that you go Basarov, right?
Wrong.
There are Rishonim that say that you do it the first day Basarov. Doesn't the Ron bring it down to Megillah?
The Ron says Well, Inyan, Mr. Pakos, and I am suffering from me most should have been known, Olo, Horagon Zal, Shahokumbo and Acharo, Vayaro, Sherubon, Anna Mukapas, Homa, me most should have been known, me most should have been Karn behind the Adalit.
So he goes to Gobas a rove. So what does he hold? I, it's not a real rove. So he holds that the, if it's a suffix, it's Nigra Acharov. It's Nigra, it's a different type of a rove. It's Nigra, the Kriya is Nigra Acharov Olam. Because that's the main kvias. That's the main kvias. So if in the supik, so you follow the main kvias. The main kvias is a machriya.
Kvias what, Ali?
The main kvias is the kriya. It's a different kind of a machriya. It's not a real rov. But because it's because rov, because the main kvias is rov olam, is yudalid. So you follow, now you're mesupik, so you follow the main kvias of the mitzvah.
That's the essential kvias, basically.
That's the essential kvias.
That's what it means by rov olam. It's not a question being machriya suffik there, it's just talking that that's the essential kvias.
That's right. If you don't know what the kriya is, you go by the essential machayev. That's rov olam. Now what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that with regard to Kriya, you're not Nigra Harov. Why? Because each one is a suffix.
Because it says not moving the parish.
Each one's a suffix. You can't.
What does it mean that the main
kviyas? The main kviyas on mitzvah was Yudalit.
So really, the
tesvah
is just it's an extra thing?
Well, it's a unique thing, but the main kviyas for the pearson was Yudalit. It's a Kiman pearson. The main kviyas pearson is Yudalit. So if you're mesupik, so you follow that, so that's machriya. I mean, that's what they hold.
And as a second thought, they said, but for these things,
in other words, they hold it's not a suffik a shakal. That's why the Ran puts in, even if you do say it's a suffik a shakal, because that's the whole svara there, that it's not a suffik a shakal. Because there's a main kvias.
Is Ramah conceptually equal? There's two equal days?
It would seem so.
Well, it is a real suffix, even according to the other, they just might create it that way.
Right. Because the whole is not a suffix, a shuckle.
Right. Maybe he's saying is that you need a, in order to rely on that, on which one's the name Kadias, right? Maybe he says that you need in normal situations, you have to just do it based on a suffix. But if you're here, there's matters that you can't put yourself in a situation where you're doing varai
right.
You know, like you know that you're chayiv in a bracha, and the question is where is it placed, right? And this,
right.
And this tells you, well, we'll place it here because right. So that's not a problem. You can't say, oh, you're chayiv in two brachos, because that's insane kind of thing, you know?
That would mean two separate kriyas.
Right. That would mean, yeah.
That wouldn't be a kriya misafik.
Exactly. So here it's a question, here you know you're chayiv in it, but because there's a, because, you know, you, it's like you're almost, in terms of bracha, you're almost switching what the mitzvah, which mitzvah you're being a chayiv over. Because now you're not, instead of being a chayiv what day it is definitely, you're being a chayiv where the main Pearson is. right? You're being mekayim the piercing of Rov HaOlam. Like, you're switching the nature of it. So you can't just, you know.
In other words, like this, that with regard to Kriya, you could be Kara in both. So therefore, the halach is that the psak is that since you have no machriya, so therefore you carry on both. Because you can't machriya the suffix, and you can't say suffix upon lakula. Right. So the psak is you carry on both, but bracha you can only have one bracha. So the one bracha we say if it's not a suffix a shakul. So you make the bracha on the side that's stronger. In other words, where you can't do two, so then you go by the fact that it's not a suffix a shakul. But where you can do two, the fact that it's not a suffix a shakul is not a machriya.
Right. Because you need a reason in order to... Right. And the other reason, and if it was even on both sides, then you couldn't do the bracha.
If it was even on both sides,
yeah,
that's right.
You wouldn't be able to do the bracha at all. The only reason you're allowed to do the bracha is because you're one side stronger than the other, and therefore you're ascribing the bracha to that side.
What if it's not a suffix of shakul?
Yeah, you're saying it's
no, because it's not suffix of shakul means that this is you're saying that because it's not suffix of shakul, so it's saying that this is the right day to do it, and that's because.
So then, why can't it be machriya?
What you be machriya in terms of what?
In terms of which day to read?
No, because it's not really. But it's saying that you're redefining the nature of the bracha. Basically,
it's
saying this is a bracha.
I understand, but this suffix is if it's a vehicle of achra, but it's saying that the spekos are qualitatively different, and who cares what category?
Because you need to only say one bracha. You need to say one bracha. So the psak is which one bracha?
I understand, but if it's an invalid method of achra, it shouldn't work here.
It's not.
No, it's not being machriya.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not being machriya. You're definitely chayiv in the bracha. But the question is, when should you do the bracha? So right. We say that you could do it really either day. But since it's not a suffix shakul, so you should go on the side that's stronger.
What does that mean it's not suffix shakul? That means that, it's, that you're ascribing that the first one has more significance.
Right.
So if it has more significance, one can't use it as achra. I would understand the Rambam if he said you read it on the 14th because you can only read it once, which means that if you didn't read it on the 14th, you could read it on the 15th. But from his mashmals is that he's really paskin, you should read it on the 14th, and if you forget on the 14th, you can't do it on the 15th. So that means he's attributing bro as a vehicle of achra when it comes to bracha. So once it's a vehicle of achra, someone should be a vehicle of achra from when you should do it.
You're saying the Rambam holds you can't make the bracha on the 15th?
The mashmas would seem to be, because he's saying the only reason why you're doing it on the 14th is because the Rav Olam is doing it on the 14th. Otherwise, why would you say Rav Olam? Just say do it the first one.
Yeah, I think you answered this one. You can only do it on the first.
Yeah, that's what he's
saying. But I think it makes sense.
In other words, what he's saying is that if it's not a suffix a shakul, it can't be machriya. It can't be machriya, but it could be machriya if you have to do it, which day to do it on.
Right.
can't be machriya if it's not a suffik ashoko, so it can't be machriya whether you're chayev or not. But it could be machriya when you're chayev, when you're definitely chayev, which day you should do it on.
Why can't it be
machriya? Because since the fact that it's not a suffik ashoko means that there's no achra. It's still a suffik. It's just not a suffik ashoko, so there's no achra or suffik. So that's why you're chayev on both days. But when you're chayev in one set of brachos, the fact that it's not a suffik ashoko tells you which day you're right. Better off saying it.
Well, it's like the question, but it's like the old case, like where you have like, you know, you have a cow that wants to go two different ways. If they're both exactly even, they can't decide which one to go.
Right. It's machriya, which one of the two.
Because you have to put it in one day.
But it's not machriya the chiyuv. Can't be machriya the chiyuv, because the fact that it's not shakul doesn't mean there's achra. But where there is a chiyuv, it's machriya which day to do the niyugan.
Right. You think all this stuff has to do, this whole thing is because it's within psak, right?
Yeah.
All these halachas are, how do you possibly?
Right. Right.
We suffer karabana lakula is a psak. And over here, the psak is that you have to do a chiyuv of both.
Right.
It's now the question of what day you do a bracha is a question of nihud, because you can't be knowing both, because that's an issue to do both.
Right.
But in terms of nihud, you can go by rov.
Right.
But in terms of psak, rov cannot be machriya for the psak. Psak
that's right.
You have to do both.
In other words, you have to lean when you definitely have to do it on one of the two days, so you have to lean towards the side of the suffix that's stronger.
Right.
It's not a machriya.
It's not right. That's a question of Nia. You're saying question that's not Ruba the Parish, so it can't be utilized as a vehicle of sock. So
you definitely have to do it.
You have to do both. Now,
right.
This is a question Nia the Gavra in terms of Bracha, and we know Nia can't be both, because the Nia the Megillah demands it be one. So then you can use Roth to tell you in terms of Nia.
Right. It's not appropriate, if it's not a Suffolk Ashokel, to do the Bracha on the day that is the Nia.
So if the Psaq is. If the Kis, is it possible that if the psak is to do on the first day, so then you didn't do it on the first one, the bracha, so you can't do it on the second day?
I don't know about that.
Or can you repask it?
I would say that you could do it on the second day if you didn't do it on the first day.
All right, fine.
You're saying you should do it on the first day.
You're saying you should?
Yeah.
You're saying it's not an institution of the first, it doesn't become the distance to the institution of the first day, it's just a advisory.
Right.
It's good.
I was thinking of a different possibility altogether in the Rambam.
Yeah, what's that?
That the Rambam maintains differently. That the Rambam maintains that where there's a definite institution, and you can't say Suffolk Rabban Lakula because you will be mafal the institution. So the nature of the Suffolk becomes a Suffolk Chasar and Yedia. And that's why you can't say Suffolk Rabban Lakula. The other way we're saying that he's Machriya the Din, that he goes along with the general thinking of the other Rishon. That namely, that you can't say Suffolk Rabban because you'll be Ma'akar. But I was thinking of a different possibility. That according to the Rambam, where you don't know whether a thing exists or not, so then you say Suffolk Rabban Lakula doesn't exist. But where you know it exists, and now you have a Suffolk, that Suffolk becomes a Suffolk of Chasar Yedia. You don't know when to do it. So a Suffolk of Chasar Yedia, you can't go Lakula.
how does he decide which day to do the bracha then?
That would be the same as we're saying now. Same idea. But in the first point, right. But just in the first point. So that's why, in other words, the Rif, when the Rif says Tzrichi Hilkach Tzrichi Tavayu, Tzrichi, what is it, Kul Tzrichi, so it's not like the Ran says because of this whole lumpus of Suffolk Brachas. It's just plain pshat.
Suffolk Brachas, Chasar and Yudia demands both.
Chasar and Yudia demands both.
So you would say the same thing by Abrakosos. Same thing, you have to do both shitas because it's Suffolk Chasar and Yudia, which pshat is right.
That's right. You got to do one, but you don't know which one. So it's Chesed and Yedia. Chesed and Yedia is not Suffolk.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
It's clear.
I mean, you don't get into the issue of Neog or Psak. It's just a question. Whenever it's Chesed and Yedia, then Suffolk Rabbanan doesn't apply.
And when you need to do it, so then the Suffolk becomes relegated to a Suffolk of Chesed and Yedia.
How is it a Chesed and Yedia?
Because you know you have to do it and you don't know when.
As opposed to regular suffix, where you don't know if you're
right?
It exists or not.
So why is one more chesaron yedia than the other?
No, because the other one is the other one that the other one we say if you don't know it exists, meichetesi it exists. So we say you say it doesn't exist. But when you know it exists, but you don't know how to do it, that means that the suffix is how to do it. That's the suffix of chesaron yedia.
Yeah.
Because the suffix is, the nature of the suffix is how to do this thing. That's a chasar, that's that nature of a suffix is a suffix chasar yedia. In a regular suffix, if I don't know it exists or not, so meichetesi it exists. I don't assume it exists. But if I assume it exists and now I have to know how to do it, so that's a chasar yedia. The nature of the suffix is a chasar yedia.
Yeah. So he would equate it to the case of Abrakosos, no difference.
Right.
What do you mean by chesaron yedia?
Chesaron yedia means you have to do it, but I don't know how.
Is that that's the normal use of the word, or that's how we're using it here?
That's how we're using it here.
Right, so it just seems like you're equating it, you're just saying this is equal to the normal case of chesaron yedia, which is something different. Where are you getting that equation?
Because the nature of the way it's structured defines it as chesaron yedia. That's right. Now I need a limud as to which way to do it.
Right.
So the nature of the suffix expresses demands you a chesaron yedia.
Yeah, yavade you have to do a segment, yavade you have to do kriya. It's just a question where.
Right.
Normal suffix is just a question whether you even mechuyev b'dov.
That's
right. I understand the logical distinction between the cases. I'm just wondering why you're equating this case to chesaron yedia.
Because
the idea usually means like the person just lacks.
I know what it usually means, but I'm saying that there's another Chal Hashem of Chesaron Yedia. Chal Hashem Chesaron Yedia was brought about where I'm chayev bedavar and I don't know how to do it.
Right, just logically, why are those two things going to have the same halachic category applied to both of them? What's the shared property of both of them?
That it's said that there's a Chesaron Yedia.
But there's a Chesaron Yedia if I'm chayev altogether also. It doesn't just mean there's some lack of knowledge, it's what suffix means.
What do you mean?
Suffix always means you lack some knowledge. There's some chesaron yedia.
I could be poshet and say that it doesn't. I don't have a right to assume it exists.
So is the problem because you can't be poshet? That just sounds like the other svara. Is that you can't be poshet because then you'd be okay with the rabbi.
In other words, like this. If I have to do something and I don't know how to do it, so that's a certain kind of a suffix. So it means I have to do it, but I don't have enough information. I need more information. So that's defined as a chesaron yedia. So chesaron yedia, you can't be poshet. What are you going to poshet l'kula? There's no. It's a question of how to do it. But if it's a question if it exists or not, so I could be machria and say that that's suffix d'rabban l'kula. I say it doesn't exist.
And that's not considered a lack of information.
No, because I don't have to assume it exists.
Meaning lack of information is only when you have something which lack of information exists in?
Well, that's right, exactly. We have a substance, and the substance demands knowledge, and I don't have the knowledge. But to assume that there's a substance there, that I don't have to assume.
And let's say it's a regular just lack of knowledge, lack of factual knowledge?
Well, that's done nothing. That's not even a suffix.
It's not suffix misanivia?
No, that's just not a suffix.
So what this term using suffix misanivia, where are you borrowing that from?
I'm not borrowing from
you. Are you making up a new concept?
I'm saying where it's a chasar yadi, there's no way to say suffix lakua. I don't have to borrow from anywhere.
It's like if you can't ask a shayla, if you right, you can't be mako. If you could answer the question, but you can't, you know, right?
Yeah, because the nature of the question doesn't allow for suffix upon lakua.
Right.
Doesn't allow you to say it doesn't exist.
You're not using the term chasar yadi the way they use it. Let's say about like kachal, that we don't know how much milk is in the kachal. Like we just factually don't have the knowledge. You're not using it that way.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I'm saying it's the definition of chasar yadi doesn't lend itself to a hachra of safek daban lakula. I don't have to compare with anything.
No, but it sounds like the phrase chasar yadi, the Rishonim and the Gemara seems to use in a different context, in the context of Kal.
There's a lot of context, but I'm just saying my svara is that the nature of the safek doesn't allow itself to a Achras or the suffix Rabban Lakua. That's the point you have to have.
Okay, but
I don't care about the term. Forget about the term.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that the nature of the suffix doesn't allow itself to suffix Rabban Lakua. It's the nature of the suffix is how to do it.
So what's the two svaras? I'm just not seeing clearly what the difference between the two svaras are.
Which two svaras?
The first way we were going and this new way we're going.
Now, the first way was that which one is a suffix derabbanan, you're going to be okay the takana. So you can't apply it. Over here, I'm saying by nature you can't apply it. But according to the first way, if you did it in the first day, so then you'd be pata on the second day. Like according to the Ran. If you did it in Yudali, you'd pata on Tesvav. But if you say that the nature of the Shaila cannot be answered that way, because you want to know how to do it, so then you can't say if you did it on your dollar, you'd be put on Teslav.
Right. It works.
Cool. Simple.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Straightforward. And then the Lashon HaRif is mashma like that. That's cool, it's Rishi. You don't have to go into the whole Ron with the whole Cheshbon. The Rif isn't mashma that there's a whole bunch of Cheshbonos here. It just
right.
Is
simple.
Simple. Okay, so we didn't get to the Tesis, huh?
Tomorrow, not today.
Take a look at this. Two rushes over here. There's one rush on the... well, take a look at the rush on this area itself. Where's that rush? Kufches.
I'm saying the Dafei Harash. It's Kuflam Beis and Beis.
I think so.
He gets into if you weren't Beis on the third one, can we do it? All those questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
It's Kuflam Beis on the Beis on the bottom of the second column.
That's right. Right. You weren't Maseth. He doesn't take up this problem. Right? But he has a different problem.
The Rambam doesn't have the case of Yayin either.
He doesn't have it.
No.
He just says you need to save on all four.
Right. He doesn't bring up the question.
Doesn't bring the question.
Yeah, the Rav wants to say he doesn't hold this question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not like the Ran.
Right.
According to us, it's very good. We're just explaining why he doesn't hold this question. Okay, so we'll continue looking at it tomorrow.
What's the other rush you want to look at?
I think it's the same one, actually. Okay. There's a problem there. He has a nice piece of Torah on it. One second. Isn't that the other rush I want you to look at is Kufi Zayin on the base. On the question of why there's four kosos. Because you need a kos for Kiddush and you need a kos for Pechus HaMazon anyways. The rush is... it's on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Os Lamed Beis. On the Gemara. The Gemara is really difficult because the Gemara says, Shema Mino, Birchas Amazon Tuna Kos. Right? That's the mission, that's the Gemara on Kuf Yizayin Amud Beis. It's a short Gemara there. But the question is, you say just the opposite. Shema mina berchus mazon ain't a tuna kos. Because if it's tuna kos, so then it shouldn't count as one of the four kosos.
Right. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so take a look at the Rush on that, yes?
Just like, why would that be the logical deduction? Because like Kiddush, we don't say the fact that Kiddush tuna kos.
Kiddush is a problem.
Oh.
Kiddush is a problem. The Rush deals with it. But logically, it's a problem. We just didn't get involved in it. It's an interesting problem. Why should it be all the minion for Dalakosis? And then the rush, then there's a difficult rush there, because the rush says that if you did it without a seva, you chayef to do it again with a seva. And then he says that it might be Mar Balakosos, most Balakosos.
Right.
Why should it be most Balakosos if I have to do it again? If you weren't used to the first time. The Rav has a nice piece of Torah on that. You should take a look at it.
In the Arik Adam?
In Arik Adam, yeah. Chelik Beis, it's on Haseva Makev. But think through the problem yourself also. It's Kufnun, Daf Kufnun, Siman Ayin Gimel. He didn't have to say, look, he has a cute question there from one of the Goyim in Vilna. It's a nice piece, Maybe we'll do it. But think about the questions, anyways.
Sounds good, Harry.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Taisus Havmina was that the Haseva Shel Matzah is just like the Haseva Shel Yayin, which is a Maisa Kiyum Shevach in the Sirus Dvar. So he says, well, you can't say that because it's Maida Hava Hava. Okay. So then Taisus answers, he says, no, it's a separate halacha that the Suda should have the character. It's not halacha in the Matzah, it's not halacha in the Sirus Dvar. It's halacha that the Suda should have the character of Haseva. The Suda Salaila should be a Suda Shevach Odol, like the Rambam says, that there's a kiyum to be masev in the whole Suda. So the Suda should have the character of Haseva. That's what Taisus learns. So if that's the case, so then why not drink Yayin Baseva also? Because the Suda is composed of two things. The Lechem of the Suda, which is the Matzah. You make the Bracha of Motzi, it's called all the Achilus, because that's the Iker Achila. And then there's Shia. So the Shias Yain should also require a Seva. So that Taisus answers, he says, because Matzah is shiny, she Iker Suda Yosa Miyayin. Okay? All right.
So why doesn't the Rambam require the...
According to the Rambam, you could deduce from Taisus that according to the Rambam, if you show at least one coast by a Seva, it's a Kiyam in the character of the Suda having the character of a Seva. Even though it's not an all or nothing. Even though the Rambam says that if you do the whole Suda, it's a bigger kiyum. But it's not all or nothing. And if you do the Yayin Baseh, if you do one kosher Yayin Baseh, well, Mestavar is, you Makayim, you have a kiyum of giving the suit of the character of Aseva. Okay. All right. In other words, Taisus is saying that once you have Aseva by the Iker Asuda, which is definitely the Achila, so that's enough to give the whole suit of the character of Aseva. That's enough to give it. Even though Yayin is a necessary component, but the Iker gives it the quality, the character. So once you have Aseva by the Lechem, which is the Matzah, so then the character of the Suda has been established already as a character of Aseva.
It's not like you have to actually do the Suda that the...
You don't need to do every component of the Suda. There were Machayev in every component of the Suda. Okay? So now the taste of second terrace. V'od b'yayin hasef k'var b'shnei koser shan. So what is he talking about? So we're saying he's not going back on his original question, because how would that help? The question still is matzah is my da hava. So what is it going to do with me? What is it going to do? What is this? Taste assuming that you must do a maisa sefer with every thing, with yayin and matzah. Where does he get that from? So how does he answer this question that the aseva of the matzah is my dav hava? So that's why we say he's going on the last part of his first teretz. That why doesn't yayin require aseva in order to give the suit of the character of aseva? So his answer is you already have a kiyum of the yayim giving the character of aseva to the suda, because it's yayim shekodem amazon is also an institution. So therefore, the yayim shekodem amazon that's done by aseva gives already the character of the suda a character of aseva through yayim. So you don't need a pesach suda.
Even though,
in other words, he's saying in the second teretz you do need yayin to characterize the suda, but you have it already because you have it in the form of, not in the form of the Ikra suda, but it's enough if you have it in the form of Kodama suda. The yayin shelifnei amazon.
Even though that was a kiyum,
it's grist berm,
and this
kiyum
that you want for is a
kiyum suda? That's both. That's a good point. It'll be both. It'll be a kiyum in the suda too. In other words, now he's asking, Mark is asking, but the reason that he did Aseva in the first two was not to give the character of the suda Aseva, but it was for a different reason. It was because of the kiyum in the Sefiras Dvarim. So how could it work to give the suda the character of Aseva? What? But the answer is, see, the character of Aseva is something which has to do not with why you're doing the thing, but with the fact that you did it, that it's done. So the fact that it's done by Aseva, it could be you doing it for another reason, but the character of the Suda still is going to have the character of Aseva. It's not going to be affected by the fact that you're doing it because of Shvach Hashem Makom also. It's not a Tata Sasri. Yeah, it still lends the Suda the character, because the Yayin was by Aseva. In other words, isn't he saying that in Achilas Matzah there's also a Kiyum Sipur?
Is what?
In Achilas Matzah there's a Kiyum Sipur.
Right.
That's what he's saying. So therefore, if you say in Achilas Matzah there's a Kiyum Sipur, so you should eat it b'derech Cheres, which would enhance the Kiyum Sipur. Right? So that's what Taisus is saying. So the Chachamim expanded the Sipur. The very Achila is a Kiyum Sipur. But the Chachamim expanded the Sipur by being Mechayev and Aseva. Because it's Yesh Lochla, because there really is a Kiyum, of, even Midaraisa is a Kiyum of eating at the Derech Eres, because the Achila itself is part of Sipur. Okay? All right, so now what's he bothered with? What's he bothered with Lechamoni? Before, he couldn't ask this question before, because he only asked this question when it has to do with the matzah itself. Before he was saying it's a Maisa Seva to qualify the Sefiras Dvarim. That he says, Maida Hava Hava. Then he says it's a Maisa Seva to qualify the Suda. So I don't care about Lachamon. But if he's telling me the character itself, because the character of Geula requires a Seva, because of the Kiyam Sipur, so then he asks a question, but it's also defined as Lachamoni. How could Lachamoni go together with a Seva? Even though as a Chefza, it doesn't lend itself to Cheras, to a Seva. But insofar as it has a din of Sefiras Dvarim, of Sipur HaMaisa, of Sipur, it does. So you can isolate the Sipur element from the Chefza. The Aseva relates to the Sipur element. The Gula. And it doesn't relate to the Chefza at all. Do you know what I mean? In other words, as a Chefza, it's inappropriate. But since this Cheftz is involved in Sipur, so as a Cheftz shall Sipur, Seva is appropriate. Even though it's inappropriate as a substance. But the essence is the Cheftz shall Sipur. That overrides the fact that the Cheftz itself doesn't lend itself to a Seva. In other words, it's two things. As a substance, the Aseva is inappropriate. But as a Cheftza shel Sipur, Aseva is appropriate. So the Aseva is related to the Matzah in terms of the Cheftza shel Sipur only, not in terms of the substance of the Matzah. Because it would be related to the substance of the Matzah, be attached to the Sasri. So you have to isolate out the Cheftza.
The Torah,
right, as a Zecher.
As a substance, it's Lechamoni.
It's Lechamoni. Right. Yes, so now Tei says, Mash Sarchatev Matzah, Anikashon, Vorach, Nalachilas Matzah, Ba'afikoman. So apparently it's going on both Terutzim. If it's Matzah per se, so whenever it's Matzah Sholchova. So you have both. Depends on how you learn, of course. How you're trying to learn. Taisus learns the other way, right? Afikoman is Yigar or Akim. Am I right? I think so. But anyways, whenever it's Matzah Shel Chova. But let's say I say characterizing the Suda, why don't I say you already were Mesiv in the beginning? So the answer is like this. The answer is that you're trying to establish a character in the Suda. But what you're trying to establish is a character throughout the Suda. So if you just Mesiv on the first one, and then you're not Mesiv anymore, the rest of the Suda outweighs the first Maisa of Aseva. You know what I mean? You're trying to establish the character throughout the Suda of Aseva, not just one Achila. So that's why if you Mesiv the whole Suda, so then the Suda has really in truth the character of Aseva. But if you just have one Kizayis Paseva in the beginning, how does that give the entire suit of the character of Aseva?
In the iron.
What?
In the iron.
Forget about the hole on the iron. So the only way you could do it is by Tchil of itself. Tchil of itself. Tchil of itself gives it the character. Okay? Because you want the character to exist throughout the suit. So Tchil of Asof is throughout. Okay? See, by Yayin, Tchil of Asof wouldn't work. Because Yayin is not the Kaveh of Suda. Tchil of Asof would only work by a Kaveh. Because a Kaveh, it's a Kaveh, so you do Tchil of Asof. Do you follow? But Yayin is not a Kaveh. So Yayin is just a Shasiya, is a characteristic of the Suda. So it's not koveya. It's not, in other words, it's something which is a component of the Suda, a significant component of the Suda. So as long as the gavra is shosa, the yayin, the derecheros, so then it qualifies the Suda as having shasiya, the derecheros. But it's not a koveya. So there's no concept of tchil of itself. It's just the maisa shasiya. So if the Maisa Shasiya has the character of Aseva, so then the whole Suda has the character of Shasiya Shal Aseva. It's not a koveya. But in a koveya, you can't say that. You can't say a koveya. You just had one kazayas, and it'll be koveya. Because the main lechem, that's koveya the suda, you're not eating by yaseva. So in order to make the whole suda baseva, you have to be, the koveya has to be tchila v'sof. The concept of tchila v'sof is only by a koveya.
This Aleph, but it's on page Pevav, Omer Aleph. By the Mara. Aleph Yilas Mara.
Yilas Mara.
Yochlenu Bilo Aseva, right? No, it's Dalit. You got the Mechaber?
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
No?
Okay, and you have Hilchus Pesach?
Yeah.
You have Pevav Omer Aleph?
Yeah.
Is the first word is Lenar Acharos?
No, not male break. You have Alfios Machmar, you have plenty of blood saver. Rachkach Notel Masa, Shlishis, Beritzer, Mibano.
Stop. The Yavarach Alechu was more of Yachlin Abloh Seva, right?
Right.
Read the Mishnah Brura.
Shehuzi Chil Abbas, Mikol Makom, Imros Lechel Beseva Rashai.
Okay. Now look at the Shah Tzion.
He says it's Magan Avram, a free farish, or Mashmos Agra, Besif Khan Vidal.
Yeah. So you see, they all hold that it's not Makev. Take a look at the Gra, Lashna Gra. Got the Gra?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was talking about on Shabbos. You can't be Lachatchimi, you can't do it. Is Mendy there?
Yeah.
Take a look at the
Lashna. I just looked at the Rabban Harei Kedem,
and
he said
Lachatchimi. No, the court is a mistake. It has to be a mistake. You can't go against the all the Achronim. It doesn't make sense. There can't be a din l'chatchila. There's no such thing as l'chatchila over here. It doesn't apply. The concept doesn't apply. Either you say, if Haseva is Makev, it's Makev. Can't be a din l'chatchila not to do Haseva. Must be a mistake in the print. He must have meant that you're not mechuyev l'chatchila to do it. But you have to be careful. You know, you got to read it with seichel. I knew it couldn't be that way. It can't be l'chatchil like that. As a matter of fact, take a look at Lashna Gra. Let me get Shulchan Aruch. Connecting my earphone. Hello, could you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it better?
Yeah.
Okay. The Gra. Tough Ayin Hay. Take me a minute to find it.
I think it's by
Kore. Oh, he has it over here in Tough Ayin Hay.
Right, I think it's the Ron Kore, but he says the Mechaber said she only the Kore, both on behalf of the Seva.
No, it's not on that one.
Not on that one, okay.
Seva, it's on Daf Samach Samach Halafam Beis. Baseva Mishamatza. The Mar Aina Ma'ake Vaseva. See what he says?
Yeah.
Because Mar is not Ma'akev. But apparently he holds that a Seva by Mar is a Kiyam. See, the Maureen and Makav HaSeva, Kamar Shikas Hashem, Maureen Sarach HaSeva. He's going on Korach, right, because if you're going to say HaSeva is a Ma'akev, so then you can't do HaSeva by the Korach. Because it will be Ma'akev in the Mar. So therefore that proves that Mar, when it says Maureen Sarach HaSeva, it means it's not Ma'akev. But if you do HaSeva by Mar, it apparently would be a Kiyum. Because it's a part of the Suda. So Maror, per qua Maror, doesn't require HaSeva. But HaSeva, you could do it with HaSeva. Like the Mishpur, so you can do the Chatzchila with HaSeva if you want to. Because it's part of the Suda. And the fact that it's Maror, the HaSeva is not Nitfas. But the HaSeva is never Ma'akev. There's no halacha like that, that HaSeva is Ma'akev. It's just not nitfas. Either HaSeva helps, or else HaSeva is nothing. I just wanted to show you this. But you have to be careful, because I looked at his Lashon in the Ha'ari Kedem. The Lashon's not correct over there. That L'chatchili you shouldn't need. The Magen Avraham doesn't say that. If you take a look at the piece in the Ha'ari Kedem. And the Mishnah quotes the Magen Avraham saying that L'chatchili could do it.
Right, but the Svarim wanted to quote it from the Rav because it's the Maaseh Shel Sipor, which might be Greyusah, Achilas Mar, if you do.
If it's a Greyusah, then you're not Yotzei. And if it's not any Yotzei, it can't do any harm. It's impossible to have a L'chatchili like that. That's why none of the Yachronim, including the Gra, none of them went that way. It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Yeah, I understand. But he wants to say it's the Sipor which would be lacking, not the Mar per se, but the Sipor Ayyubay.
No, but nobody holds it. The Magen Avraham says, the Machol Baseva Yatza. So he only wants to go and wants to have a mean of the Magen Avraham. That maybe it'll be attached to the Sansa, to the Sipur, but it's not. And it's nothing. Lo Shaykh Baseva. Lo Shaykh Sipur Zeb Maisa Seva. When he wants to say what the Rav said was that there was a hava mina to say that kishemes b'shas chilas mar hava griusa, but it's not true. the Mashmalan, you see what he says? The Hitzidus and Mitzvah of Sipur shall Merirus, shall boil you day Achila Samar, Achila Samar der Cheris, the Kishem Shasar Chaseva Matzah, Kachosu Asad Mar, Kamash Malon. Now, he should have said like this, Kamash Malon da'af, the Lekedim, the Lechatchila, Sheyesev, Bidiyevit is Yotza. It's not right. It's a mistake. There's no din b'di'evit l'chatchila here. It doesn't make any sense at all. Because if yotze b'di'evit, it means the aseva was nitfas. So then you could do l'chatchila. As a matter of fact, the girl holds you should do l'chatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah says also, and the Beis Yosef, and all the ones he quotes, all the Acharonim. It's a mistake in the Harei Kedem. But you could tell it's a mistake right away, because it doesn't make any sense in Svarah. The Rav couldn't have said that. I mean, I wasn't there, but it can't be. Because there can't be, if you yotze, so it means yasev, there's nothing. So what's the lechatchila? There's no lechatchila like that.
He wants to say that you're not maser the kin shel haseva, but you're maser the Torah sipa, yitzias mitzrayim.
So if it's a tar to the sanctuary to the sipa, so she belongs, it should be ma'akev.
Correct.
But everybody learns the yigidu haseva. Mor ain't tzorach haseva. The Mor doesn't say that Mor is also baseva. And then you wouldn't be able to do the korach. Because the korach has Mor too. So how do you do the korach baseva? Can't be. It's just a mistake. You have to be careful when you, like I told you, when you're reading somebody that's saying over a shir, you know, you get the benefit out of it, but you have to be careful. Not everything is 100%. I don't think the Rav would argue on the ground, the Beis Yosef, and all the Acharonim. For no reason. There's no reason to. All he's trying to explain is what the Havmin of the Magen Avraham is. But the Mishnah brings down all the Acharonim. And he says openly, "Mekomakomim rotzu lecho baseva rashoi." Beis Yosef Magen Avraham. He quotes the Magen Avraham. Pri Chadash Mashmos Agra. So the Magen Avraham is mashmos like the. He's quoting the Magen Avraham that he could do aseva. That's what I mentioned on Shabbos. It's not possible. And the Korach is the best raya. You have to be careful. They read everything perfectly. I mean, it's not, just not possible. You see it clearly?
Yeah.
It's got to be that way. There's no other possibility. His lashon is a little no gum over there, that's all. Can't expect a person that's writing over a sheet to get everything down perfect. Important thing that whenever you learn, whenever you hear somebody saying over a sheet, you know, you got to get the good part out of it. But don't think that every word is the is correct. I mean, it's just not possible. good. I mean, you know, but that's the way it is. Rush that we were working on yesterday, I think it's like this. That what he's saying, he gave one teretz in Yudalid, and now he wanted to give another teretz. And he wants to say that Vodya Shlomo Mishum Dikar Bakosla Niskuli Liyachid Aminim Narishtilim Hakorim Tzoch Shiyu Shlosh Kadesh Yom Echad Shnayim Hodu. Dilo Tema Hochi, you got the rush? Shetzorach Lachzor Achazimun. If you're not going to say that that he has machzor haziman ella af bi yochid tuna birchas hamazon kos, that even the yochid is tuna birchas hamazon kos, and my karl of dal kos is like al shnayim to define the kiddush birchas hamazon baumim nami yisnayu elavade baumim in itzarach lachzach hashlosha. What he means is that baalma there's no din kos bi yochid. The only thing is, you're not mechuyif to machzor hashlosha, but lele pesach you are. That's what he means. He's not changing anything. That's the way he writes. That's his lashon. Bade ba'alma in tzarach lachzor hashlosha means, like he said before, that ilotem achish tzarach lachzor hazimun elaf biyachid tuuna kos birchas hamazon. So that's what he means. Bade ba'alma in tzarach lachzor hashlosha means that he is not that the yochid is not torn kos, but the only thing is not mochiv machzach hashlosha, but lele pesach he is. And he paskins in the piskei rush. He paskins in mochiv from machzach hashlosha.
You say that just because of halach, right, Rabbi?
What's that?
That halach is just because of halach, right?
Which halach is that? Yeah, it's only because of Hallel. He wants to show that that's why the Mishnah has Shlosha.
That's just right. That's just why the Mishnah has that case.
That's right. That's all. I think we'll end the Rapshot in the Rush. Okay. Let's do which Rush are we supposed to do today? Which one? Okay, let's take that one. It's mashma like the chat that we gave in the Rambam. He doesn't go into the Ran. The Ran's it's straight. Because once there's a chiyuv, then you don't know how to do it, so you have to do both. Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Right. Right, so that's a powerful kasha. What's the kasha? And then he gives an answer, which seems to be you should have thought of right away. So why doesn't he say that right away? That's Dovah Pashit. Umasha Shasanata, Ukos Shel Chova. That he should say right away, because he's Mechuyf in Marzer. Right? So why is it near Kamos Velikosis?
And what's that problem near Kamos Velikosis?
That I don't know. I never saw anybody explain it. That between the first and the second, it's not near Kamos Velikosis.
That's only because of daughter, right? It makes you hungry.
Because you have a reason to eat it.
Yeah, that's what the Rosh
Baum
says.
You mean because you have reason to eat before the before the Suda?
Yeah, because it makes you more hungry for the matzah.
Right. So he has another reason, so you don't say that he's doing Gemas Lakosa. But over here he has no reason.
Right.
What?
Is it fair to think that it's somewhat unpopular or something?
Apparently, no, I mean Baltosef, Baltosef Durban. It sounds like that. It sounds like that's the category. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like that's like the category. But no one, I never saw anybody explain it further. They just assume it as a hypothesis. Whatever it is, it's not good. So, at any rate, so the Rav wanted to answer that kasha, and that he quotes in the Hare Kedem. You see the Rav's answer. The Rav, he brings that nice kasha from a guy from Vilna.
Right.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
That's beautiful kasha. So, what's his answer?
His answer was that there's two parts to have your filas matzah and yotze that, and your hasebo will be a din sibur.
Right.
In the afil.
Right. So then, what'll happen?
So you could be yotze.
I mean, let's get the kasha. The kasha was Rav Shlomo HaKohen Zalmi Vilna. The kasha was beautiful kasha. That why do you say if you achal matzah bli hasebo, you have to go back and eat matzah again? The only reason you can't, is you can't eat matzah and marah together is because matzah is deraisin and marah is derabanan. Derabanan bin vadaldi deraisa. But over here, now matzah is going to be derabanan because you yotze matzah and deraisa. So, it'll be derabanan and derabanan. So just do the seva by the karech. And there's no problem. Right?
Right.
So what's his answer?
His answer is that really, in terms of the matzah, when you do it's not gonna be it's not gonna really be a maisa feel at all.
Right.
So now when you do when you're nasiv, it's gonna be when you
want
to be
Tim Vatal
because it's a
Meiser Rishus. That's right. The Achilah is Achilah Shor. In terms of the Cheft Shal Matzah, it's Achilah Shor Rishus. In terms of the Chova Sipur, it's Achilah Shal Chiyuv. But the Cheft is a Cheft Shor Rishus. So the Matzah Shor Rishus will be Mevatal the Mar the Rabban. That's a beautiful answer. Very sharp answer. Very sharp. Very sharp. Hold on 1 second. My phone's going out. I got to switch phones. With that, he wants to tackle the rush. Okay, so where does he do that? He does that on Vayim B'Taisus here. Right, good, take it.
So if he
had Inshach Lech B'Lehisa V'Yachzav Yishta,
if they
in the
Koshishli B'Lehisa V'Yachzav Lachzar Lishchus B'Haseba, and the Gor B'Tosos, the Gam L'Hach Tzad, the Inshach Lech B'Lehisa V'Yachzav Lachzar Lishchus, who Mishroam Shehat Shehahaseba Hila Ikuba Yakim Shaldal Kosas. Nikomako Nasakalon,
But Misakli Allah tells us Imhu Lohisa Bikosh Lishi, Imhu Yath Lachzer Belishtos, Lachzer Belishtos. It's a bearer of Isvegasa. The Rosh Parish Esvegam Shal Tosos Zelshara. Av Bikosh Lishi over B, Im Yishta Yoser Nir Kimos Valkosos. Vini Sod Isser Mos Valkosos Bain Shish over B, the world of Pigmar of Rosh Pam Shal. Ach tzof bira eze mosef al kosos yeshka. Hari im lo yatsa yidei chobas dala kosos, im kein kol ma sheshasa ein alav toras kos kla. The achcha who shows es ha kos ha shlishi or vi.
Right. That's what we asked.
Right. The achcha toras kos shal bracha yesh gam bishsia bolo esebu. Lugavi kos shlishi shal bref samazah. Of Mistar the Iker Hadin, Shalola Hosef Alakosos, told that Kim Shal Alakosos, Bistam Koshal Brach, Tsarapia.
That's correct. He want to, he's right, it's not Mistava to say just because it's a Kim Kos, Birchamazan. Okay, Achin Lanao.
Achin Lanao, he shalom at the SMH Sia, who Yatsa Bulia Seva. The Fashal Hazefer Lugula, the secret is Mistrayan. Zehu has suffered in the high time of Zehu Nafshav almost called Kosos. The so so who Kayim as Mitzoshia shall thou Kosos. Afshe Fasolog via Kiam shall Zephyr with Ula. Hodel Makiban shall Oshas as a Kosos Kiki Kuna. Ains and Nafshav almost called Kosos.
Okay, so he answered already, right? In other words, he's saying there's two separate dinim in the kos. One is she has dalakosis, which is yotze. But the only thing is, he has to be chozer because of the sipor is missing.
Right.
So that's why there's a chash of most velikosos. Because he doesn't have to go back because he wasn't yotze, the she has a kos. He has to go back because he wasn't yotze the sipur through aseva. Correct?
Right, right.
So the fact that he has to go back is not because lo yotze.
Right.
So it's lo yotze sipur.
Right.
But the kiyum dalakosos he has. Okay?
Right. Harehu Mikal Shashia Rishona Isa Shalom Minamini. The Aksha who flows it shows us also a coast, Panatheris Kilfasa. The Kulashim Harasham.
That's a beautiful answer. Okay, go ahead.
The Mir Equal Name or Kim Shashasa Shalokitikuna, Kuber and Devil Shalom Minya and Kosas Hai. The Mashishosa Atta who flows a coast.
Same thing, yeah. Nira, go ahead.
Nira, the Hakavana, the Afshe Gambish Sia, Rishona, who Yatha Lotzes Eva was Mitzvah Sia. We come up with Buino Kamos of Alkosos, the Kathi Kavanas Hashosa, Shekosha, who Shehu Loshasa, Osa Kitikon Kaham Mugamri, the Inu Bethal of Alkosos. We mail up Buino Mos of Alkosos, the Rak Acha, who shows as a ghost of Hoba.
Right, he's his explanation, yeah. In other words, you go by the das of the guy. And that's what the rush means. It's very good. A very good answer.
So, but he would. So, according to that, if you go by the das, so he would. You say he's not yotze his shia.
Yeah. So it's not near kamos velakosos because the das of the shosa is. He didn't do ketikun chachamino. So his das is whenever if I don't do ketikun chachamim, I don't want it to be olali shesiyat kos.
So there's no din.
That's what the Rosh is tupik about.
Right. How does that help
Nira Kamosif
if it's just like the guy's das?
How does it help? Because in other words, Nira Kamosif means it looks like the guy is trying to be Moses, right? But if we say that whenever a person has a stam das. That if he does something shaloka takona sacham, he doesn't want it to count, so then he's not near kamos velakosos. So So the question is, do you go by the actuality of the fact that he was Shosar Kos? So then it's most Holocausts. Well, you take into consideration the Dasa Odom that he holds, that if I didn't do a Ketakanas HaChamim and I have to do it again, so then I don't want the first one to count. So it's not nearer Kamosis. And that's the suffix. That's what he's explaining the suffix. It's a very nice, very, very nice shot. That's the suffix. The suffix is, do you go by the actuality of the Kiyam Shia, or do you go by the Dasa Odom, which we can assume an Umdana, that a person that has a mind, that if I don't do it right, I don't want it to count. So if he doesn't want it to count, so he's not Machavan to Mos Volokosis. It's nearer to Mos Volokosis. The question is, do I say that that's not Nero, or do I say it is Nero? Because it was the Kima for Shias Kos. It's very nice, very beautiful answer.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Well, if you're Yosei, the Chi of Shasia, the first Kos that you did without Haseva, so when you go back and you drink again, is that, how can you have that be one of the Dalai Kosas? You're Yosei Shasia Sakos.
Well, how do you have it? How do you have it when you eat matzah? How do you go back?
So,
you makayim matzah deraisa. So you go back because of the sipur.
But is it still the chachetza of mitzvahs matzah?
No, that's what he's saying. It's not. It's a rishus. That's why he holds the vatal lamar.
Aren't you just attaching a seba to a chachetza which is not a chachetza shal mitzvah now?
Doesn't matter. It still is a sipur. It still is a kiyam sipur. Kiyam sipur is still done through matzah. Doesn't have to be done for matzah shal mitzvah.
So by dalai kosas also, when you go back, is it not? It's just like a regular kos, regular cup of wine then.
It's a regular cup of wine, but you're manifesting the sipur.
Right, but it's not a chetza of one of the four kosas.
That's right. That's what he's saying.
That's
what he's saying. I mean, you're hitting on a point that's a valid point, but that's what he's positing. That's what he's saying. That you don't need that in order to have the sipur, you can separate the sipur from the kosher mitzvah. Because it's still, you're doing an act of haseva. But the act of haseva is not tied to the kosher mitzvah, but it's still an act of haseva. That's what he's saying in this piece.
Okay.
Yes.
Once it was kubla haitava, meaning because it's not kitzikunam?
Yes.
So then why is that the mitzvah? And why don't you say that now isn't even all the minyan kosos at all?
What do you mean?
If you have the idea of who you are, Dava.
So he's not machavein. In other words, nearer to most velikosos means it looks like his intent is to be most velikosos. But if his intent is not to be most velikosos, but he has in mind that he doesn't consider that the kos, he's doing it again because he didn't do a ketikun ha-chachamim, so then it's muchach, this kavana is not to be Moses.
But it doesn't mean that because his kavana was the fact it's not the team from, therefore it shouldn't count, that it actually doesn't count.
No.
It counts even though he doesn't want it to.
That's right. It's just Radover that he's not intending to be Moses.
It's not like a fifth coast. It's just
right.
Going back for his field of sequel.
Yeah, he's not trying to be Moses. He considers... He's doing it because he didn't do good. He wants to correct the fact that he didn't do Ketikun Chachamenu. But he doesn't intend to be Moses. It's not nearer like he's intending to be Moses. That's what he's saying. It's a very nice shot.
Was the coast before, the coast that he didn't do Haseba on, Ola as a coast?
It's Ola as a coast, yeah.
So why does he say, Durak Afye, Durak Achsho Kushos as a coast of Ola?
Mean he's machavein.
Well,
you mean,
right? Isn't he saying that since his das is shloka tikuno, that the kos that he did blow his seva is nothing? Isn't he saying that?
He seems to be saying that.
So he doesn't even have a shame kos shel dal kosos anymore. Right, that's the guy's kavana.
That's the guy's kavana. What's the?
He sounds like a crazy kavana then.
Why?
You mean he's mechaven shalalotzes? I guess so. I guess that would be even better. I mean, he might as well say that because it's even better. But even if he didn't say that, it still would be good.
means.
So it's just like by matzah.
Right. You mean it's a, vis-a-vis the chafs of shalkos, it's just a rishos.
Right. But I guess he means to say that if he's Mechamen Shlo Lutzeis, so it's even better.
It's funny, because he was Mechamen Lutzeis. The only thing is
he... He was Mechamen. He was Mechamen Lutzeis. I know, it's a little bit... rough here, yeah. That's why I wanted to avoid that, by just saying that that he means that it's not the near kemosis. What is Lashon HaRosh?
That's the rush.
Oh, so you can't argue on that. The rush says it openly.
Right, the kosher chova is now. Is the new kosher.
Shalom imin akosos hayo. Masho saato kosher chova. Yeah, the rush says it. It's true.
So how do you lose the kiyum?
And how do you undo it? You got to say he has in mind lechatchila that whenever he doesn't do a ketakanas chachamim, he doesn't want it to count as a minyan akosos.
That's completely not smooth at all, because you're totally saying the guy has a
stam
das.
He's saying that the guy has a
stam
das like that.
I mean, yeah, you have to really.
Yeah, but that's what he holds. He holds that if the guy is a stam das, that if he doesn't do a ketakana, he doesn't want it to count as minyan akosos. Okay, that's good. What? Right. That's true, but you could say he did it by seva just to be mekayim the sipur. But it doesn't say that. He says it's huvar adavar. Let me see the real lashon again. Umiyu iku amema kibun sheshosa shelo kitikuno huvar adavar shelo me shelo minyan akosa soya ma sheshosa ata huko shelchova.
Sounds like even when he's doing the maisa the wrong way.
Right. That he hasn't, you got a hit here that he hasn't mind in general. That if he doesn't do a ketakana, he doesn't want it to count as minyan akosos. And that's what you have to hit here, according to the Rav's shot. I was thinking maybe, and I'd like to see what you guys think about this. Maybe there's another way to answer this rush. That with what we said yesterday in the rush. We said yesterday in the rush that hey, the rush asks how do you have four kosos if it's a kiyum in Kiddush and it's a kiyum in Birchas Hamazon. Right? The second kasha. So the rush answers that Bein HaKol, it's still Talit Kosos. So we wanted to say that it means that the mitzvah is he should be a Shosri Dalit Kosos. He should be a Shosri Dalit Kosos. So maybe with the rush holds like this, that since there's a kiyum of being a Shosri Dalit Kosos, so it's true we didn't do a Ketakana, and he's missing the Maisan Mitzvah. The Maisan Mitzvah is to do with Ketakana. The Maisan Mitzvah is to do with Baaseva. But the Kiyum is that he's a Shosui of Dalit Kosos. So even though he's not Yotzei the Kos, but since it's a Kiyum of being Shosui Dalit Kosos, so it'll be nearer Kamot Balakosos because of the Kiyum Shosui. But really he wasn't Yotzei that Kos. So then he says, no, then he answers, he says, that, no, since he didn't do it with Takana, so you don't say that it's the most velikosis. Do you know what I mean? That would fit in a little better. I think it would answer the question that you guys are bothering with. That the Hava Mina was that since that there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Shia, which is the Maisa Mitzvah of doing it Baseva. And if you don't do it that way, you're not Yotze. But the Kiyum is that he should be a Shosui of Dalit Kosos. So since he is a Shosui of Dalit Kosos, it'll be nearer Kamos Valakosos. So even though it's not a Kosel Bracha, but the Kiyum of being a Shosui would render it a nearer Kamos Valakosos. Kamash Malan, no. That since he didn't do Ketakana, so it's Muchach that the first coast was not a coast Shol Bracha, Shol Chova. What do you think about that?
I was saying, for the Havana, I was saying something similar. I mean, I was saying based on what we said yesterday also.
Based on what we said yesterday.
Yeah, that it lacks in being a Shasa Dalit.
Then you get out of the problem of his kavana and why the first one doesn't count.
Right.
How do you have
the kiyum without the
maizan
mitzvah? I mean, it's not just
shasli,
like, yain, it's
got to
be shasli with the
maizan mitzvah. Yeah, but the kiyum is that the gavra should be, the cheres is that the gavra should be a shasli of dalet kosos. So that does take place in effect. That he is a shosui of Dalit Kosos, even though it's not Kos Shel Mitzvah. But he's a shosui of Dalit Kosos.
So he doesn't even go to the
post
between
the post and the second. Well, that's not
most. He's still a shosui of Dalit Kosos, because he's not the Mitzvah.
He's
Moses. Between the post and the second post.
Right. And then he does one kosher after the meal.
Yes, yeah, so now he's a shasui dalakosos.
But that's not called a shasui of dalakosos. If the kosher is in order to enhance his achilas matzah.
I didn't know a shasui, but why is he a shasui?
What?
Why isn't he a shasui adalakosos?
No, because shasui adalakosos means more than is necessary for the food in the suda. So if he drinks between the first and the second, it's just an enhancement of the suda. It's not a shasui adalakosos.
But the first and second count,
you know,
they also count.
No, the first and second he's drinking because l'choy l'shem chova. So that's definitely a shasui. But if he drinks in between, it doesn't count as a drinking, because it just counts as a gur. But if he drinks in l'shem chova, that definitely is shasui dalakosos. According to what we want to say,
yeah.
We want to say that even though there's no kiyum kos, it's not a kosher mitzvah, but since the halacha is, it should be a shasui dalet kosos. And now, after the meal, there's no reason to drink, so the gavra is a shasui, so it'll be nearer kamosif. That's what we wanted to say.
Oh,
so you get out of it by saying that it's not all the minyan akosos. Because since he didn't do a ketakonas rachamim, so he doesn't intend to, that it's not a kosher chova. Doesn't count. That's right. He's not intending to be Moses. All right, either way, the rough shot or this shot. But, but what are the what was his etzer? He didn't have any etzer, right? I guess his etzer was you can't do it because it's an iser. So I guess you have to rely on the first two. What?
He holds the chiyuv now as all four. He doesn't hold it's like a suffix like the Ram.
That's true. He's stuck, it seems. According to the first, he's going to say it's near Gemos Holocaustus. He's stuck. Well, according to the Rav, it's good because he'd have a kiyum of Shias Kos.
The Piskei Rosh says he should go back.
Piskei Rosh says he should go back. The Paskin's like the Svar.
He gives the Svar, man.
Maybe the Rebbe is saying the same thing that we're saying, that the key MC is that he's a Shasi Adalikosis.
Right, that's why, that's why it's not really, it's vis-a-vis the God, it's not really in the code.
Right. Maybe he's not really saying anything different. Because what is the Kiyam Shia? Kiyam Shia is that the Gavra should be a Shasei of Delicosis. So that Kiyam he holds, he has.
Right.
The only thing he has to go back because he didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah Ketzurasa. All right. I mean, it's, you got to approach it that way. All right, so anything more here? Do we have anything more we wanted to do here?
It's funny thing that by the matzah, he argues with the Rav.
By the matzah?
Because matzah, you say you're not Yose at all.
That's right. I mean, why don't you say by the matzah... Why do you say the same story about the matzah? That he had in mind Shlalotzeis. Then it would answer that Kasha from the Goyen from Vilna. Because it'll be Asi Matzah Daraisa and the Vatl Mar Darabon. Right?
Right.
All right, something to think about.
I mean, he's funny. He brings a raya from the same Rosh, but he Rosh argues on him earlier.
Right. He's from the same Rosh. And you can say the same thing with the matzah. That's true. You can say the same thing with the matzah. You can answer the kasha that it's if he didn't do a ketikuna, but maybe he doesn't want to give that answer because that's only a suffix in the Rosh. You know what I mean?
Right.
He wants to show that either way. If you say that he's Yotze, if he's Yad Mashlo, let's say, so then you have no problem. But even if you don't say like the Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Matzah Derabanan. I mean, Matzah, it'll be Matzah Shor Shus. Maybe that's why he does it. He wants to cover both bases.
I'm saying the Rosh doesn't agree with the Svara that it would be Matzah Shor Shus.
Right, but he's Mesupik about that. So I'm saying the Rav is giving an alternative answer on the side that he's not Machaven Shlolosis. So that's why I gave that answer before. That either way, either it's Rishus, or else it's Machaven Shlolosis. So the Rav is good.
The Rosh is something like you can see as the Das Adam?
Yeah, that's the way the Rav is learning.
No, but I'm saying, but Yeah, maybe I don't understand, but doesn't the rush hold by matzah? I mean, I'm just saying in terms of the rub's like main svara, that there's they could split the in terms of the hesebo.
You split it.
Right. So the rush doesn't agree with that because
according to his teretz. According to
no, because I mean, you'll learn the rush also that, but the rush that says you definitely have to go back by matzah. Oh, because of the seaboard?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you're going to learn... Okay, fine. Oh, you'll learn the rush. Like, okay.
And there's no chash of most holocausts.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Right? So the Rav gave both... The Rav gave an answer the other way, too.
Okay, fine.
According to both Teretzim of the rush. No. So the Rav is very, very good. All right. If you want to do one more thing... on the Kosos, I had one idea on the Kosos. By, by the halacha of Yidei Yayin Yatsa, where's that at?
The
Rama. Yeah, the Rama.
Zion Tess. Yeah.
Okay, let's take it. Arba Kosos Ha'ilu.
Arba Kosos Ha'ilu Tzarek Lemzono Son Kedei Shetiyash Ksi Ha'areva Ha'kol Upi Ha'yayin Upi Das Ha'shoser Ulelichos Be'arbat Ha'mer Vies Yayin Chai Shosa Arba Kosos Ha'ilu Mi Yayin She'ilu Mazuk Yotzei De Arba Kosos Ve'yotzei De Cheros Just our bakos was mizugim vasachas yotzei lecheres v'lotzei de our bakos was. Just our nikol kos mehemugo yata.
Just our bakos was mizugim vasachas yidecheres yata. The Arba Kosos Lo Yotza. And Shasa Mikol Kos Man Rubo is Yotza what?
Isn't he going back to like a general rule there?
Oh, you're right. It's just goes to Ruba Gugu. Okay, you're right. Okay, so let's go to the. So, what is Alacha? And what I want to understand is what is this business over here? That Yidei Arba Kosos is Yotza and Yidei Cheres is Yotza. What are these two things? I mean, if you need Yayin Mazuk to show Cheres, so how is Yossi de Arba Kosos? Do you know what I mean? Like, what are these two? What's the tzir between these two things? Pashtus, you'd say that Cheres means Yayin, which is Mazud. So how could you be Yossi de Arba Kosos? And how could you be Yossi de Arba Kosos if it's not a Kosho Cheres? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like it should qualify the
Kos. It sounds like it should qualify the Kos. Right? That's a kasha. I never saw anybody take up that kasha. There's a big brisker rev on this. But I don't believe he takes up that particular problem. I think it's a problem. Because Abba Kosi Lotzach Limzogos and Kadesh Shitesh Sia Reva, Kolofi Ainofi Dasa Shosa. So it should be a Sia Reva because that's a Sia Shocheris. Shosa Arba Kosos Revis Yayin Chai holds you need Revis Yayin Chai And it's not clear what it means. They need there has to be a Reish Yain Chai and then you add to it.
Yeah, he's saying that in each one can be Mosaic, but the Yain component has that
should be. So you answer that today.
Well, now it's not really the same as Ziga, right?
I know, so but you have to have. Yeah, I know. Now it doesn't work. All right, whatever. But it was more than a revius, apparently. Shasa abakosa ilam yayin sheino mazug, yotza yidei abakosas, lo yotza yidei cheras. That sounds strange. So what I wanted to answer was, was based on the Rashbam. The Rashbam and I think Taisus also has it. In the beginning of Arei Pesachim. That he mentions the Lo Yifchasu Lo Me'ar Bakosos. So the Rashbam, in the Lo Yifchasu Lo, he says in the end, Umatzinu Bebreishis Rabba, Ravuna Bereshim Rebbe Abba Amar, Keneged Arba Lashon Egeula, Amurim Begolos Mitzrayim, Votseisi Begolti Velakachti Vitzalti, the Parshas Vera. So that's a medri, that's a Bereshis Rabba. I think Taisa brings it down also, doesn't he? The Avarba Kosas Piris Rashbam, Keneged Arba Lashon Egula, V'chein Yesh B'Yishalmi. So it's Yishalmi, and it's a, it's a Bereshis Rabba, so it's an official source. So maybe that's what the answer is to this question. That there's two ways that you show Cheres. One way is through the relationship of the minion to the psukim. That shows cheres. And the other way is the maisa cheres of the gavra that is a shosi of yayin tov. So they're both really gula, but there's two methods of gula. One method of gula is to reflect the gula through the psukim. So there, even if it's not a kos shel hanoah, but it still is four kosos, so it reflects the gula. So it's yotzi de abrakosas. The abrakosas de omasakin keneged the lashonos of gula. So it has gula in that manner. But yidei cheres lo yotza means the personal cheres, the experience of cheres, of being a shosli of dalet kosos. Do you know what I mean?
So that comes, that's shown by the type of yayin you drink?
That's right. That's hanoah. That's hanoah shesia. So yidei arba kosos means that one way that you demonstrate the gula is by the numerical value of the kosos, because they're commensurate with the numerical value of the four lashonos of gula, like the precious rabbi says, and like the Yerushalmi says. So that's one method of demonstration. But that's not really cheros in terms of the gavra's experience of cheres, because it's not really good wine, but it just is a reflection of gula because of its numerical, it's numerically commensurate with the lashonos of gula in the Torah through limud. So there's gula through limud, and that's talat kosos, and then there's gula through cheres, through the experience of Shias Yayin Tov, Yayin Arev, through the Gavras being a Shosa Yayin Arev. That's what he means by Cheres.
Is that through the Gavras experience or through the type of wine that he's drinking?
That he's drinking like a Ben Choron. It has to be the type of wine.
So you mean so champagne would be better then?
Champagne?
Yeah, because that's what people use when they celebrations.
Would it be better?
It's whatever you like.
Yeah, whatever you like.
It's what?
Kfi das hashosa.
So it's a personal thing.
personal thing, because some people don't like champagne. They like real expensive wine.
And that some people like the other type, the bubbly wine, and for them that would be better.
And it should be the Das HaShosa.
Wow.
But that, the Das HaShosa, it makes sense in Cheres.
Yep.
In the personal experience of Cheres. There's a shosui of Dalad Kosos, like a Ben Horan.
So it's really L'Chachili should try to do that, then.
You should try to drink the wine that you like.
Yeah.
And a Hanami. I always do that.
Yeah, I understand, but it's how L'Cha came now.
Right. I mean, years ago when they had the Malaga, I don't know if you got to that.
I don't know. Some people still like that crap. The old timers love that stuff.
So does my eyeball.
Butler died in its Kalala. No, but you're right. It's Lefi Das HaShosa. But I think that that svar would unify the sugya, the Dalet Kosos, because that's a mystery. Dalet Kosos, Yidei Yayin Yatzah, and at least according to the way the Rambam learns, Yidei Yayin Yatzah, and Yidei Dalet Kosos Yatzah, and Yidei Cheres Lo Yatzah. How could it be? The Apkosos are supposed to be kosos shel cheres. But the numerical reflection is a kiyum of shia through limud, of gula.
Right.
And it makes a lot of sense. That's, that the kiyum gula comes about through limud, and it comes about through the mice of cheres.
Right.
Yes.
Can you say that's the shot of ner kamos of all kosos? I mean, in terms of the numerical, you lose it if you do more than that also.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's very good. I mean, near Kamos Valakosos, that's very good. That's very good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Intrinsically, Arbakosos, you don't have it anymore.
I mean, you don't have the lima, you don't have the gula through lima.
Right.
That's very good. That's very good.
Ready?
Yes.
Does it come out from this that really the essential thi of Dalet Kosos is really just the Shasiyas Yayin, and then it has two kiyumim, two separate kiyumim, one of minyan, one of like the type of wine?
Yeah, one of the experience of the gavra that he's acting like a Ben Horan, and he's a shasui of Dalet Kosos, and the other one is the minyan Dalet is a, it refers to the gula in the Torah.
Yeah, but that's not really the essential thi of, isn't the minyan. The minyan is just like a detail now.
No, it's not. It's a kiyum.
But you could be yotze yachid without that. You have a kiyum without the minyan. It's not like the tsuras.
No, you'd have a kiyum of cheres. You'd have a kiyum of cheres, but you wouldn't have a kiyum of dalet kosos.
So is cheres, it's not like a separate mitzvah, though. I mean, it seems like these are both equal kiyum in equal, whatever
the Rabbana
is, isn't it?
Equal kiyum, that's right. Exactly.
As when you're yotze, you're day cheres. That's a kiyum in the mitzvahs kosos.
It's a kiyum in the mitzvahs kosos in the expression of the cheres of the gavra.
Right.
But it's lacking in the cheres of the Torah, of the cheres through limud. Because it's not dalet. It's just a shasi dalet kosos. It's very good. It fits in beautifully.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Agavurcha, a halacha question. If a person now happens to like, you know, the white wine better, should he drink the white wine then?
Well, the white wine is a shaila if it's considered, if it has a din yayin. I think the Ramban wants to say that altera yayin ki yisadam. Learns it from a pasuk, that wine, that the color is a necessary component of the yayin.
Really, even though they both come from grapes, there's a different kind of grapes.
That's the Ramban Shita.
Wow.
Yeah. So you really should be machma was red for Kiddush then also?
Yeah. Because wine has a lot of components to it. It has color, it has aroma, it has taste. It's a whole experience, yeah. That's why it's an experience of cheres. It's a the Dovah Choshev.
Right.
But you should definitely drink the yayin that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Some people like sweet wine.
No, but I'm just saying, yeah, I do. But the problem is the wine that some of us really enjoy is the white stuff.
The white wine? Why the white wine?
I know, the Bartonura. That's the most popular wine today.
But not like the wine, like they have like red zip, like something like red Zinfandel, where it's a lighter, it's not like that purpley, but it is a red. Would that be, or must have that purplish?
Now, probably if it has any redness, it's good.
Any redness.
So you mean you can use the white wine and just pour in an eighth of red just to give it the color, and according to the Ramban, would be yotze, or it has to be the wine has to be essentially red wine?
That's a good suffix.
Sounds
Stavar is, well, it sounds like he's saying it's not yayin.
Right.
So it wouldn't help changing the look.
It wouldn't help.
Right.
Are most people like white?
Well, like Ricky tells me at the hotels, the biggest seller is the Bartonura white, you know, the blue bottle white wine. It's the biggest seller of Jewish wine today.
Bartonura white wine?
Yeah.
What is that? That's the Rashi wine. Well, the question was that if Cheres, if you, the way the realm has it, I mean, Cheres is if you drink wine, that's good. That tastes good. That's how it starts off. So how could you say that your day, Cheres lo yotza. I mean, the dalakosis is cheres.
Are you asking how you could separate the two kiyumim?
Right, how do you separate the two? You should say, simply, it's a quality of wine, and that quality of wine you need four kosas of. How do you separate out the two?
Right, and you're answering that, how's the answer address that point?
The answer addresses that point that there's two different types of expressions of cheres. One is through the association to the psukim, and one that's limud, and the other one is through the experiencing wine that is really wine shocheris.
Right, and they're both equal kiyum. Neither one, you don't need either one as part of the definition of dalakosis, but they're both kiyum.
They're both kiyum.
Right.
Doesn't say because of most dalakosis, right? And the Goyes Maimonides brings down the Yishalmi, says, Shelo Yishtaker Kodem Gemiras Halo.
Yeah. The Rush has it that way also.
The Rush has it also.
That way, yeah. Through the third and fourth, not having extra kosos, yeah.
Not because some near commercial kosos.
Right over there, I think the Rashbam has that, but the Rush just says the brings the Yishalmi.
But then the Rush switches back to near commercial causes.
Right. That's a little funny.
Yeah, it's a little funny, yeah.
It's like he assumes that premise that there is a difference between the first two and the last two in terms of Mosif. And you definitely see that from our Rush, what we did today.
Yeah. That's a little bit funny. All right. Okay, Rabbi.
All right. Enjoy.
You guys have the new Balamar?
No, just the one in the back of the Gemara.
That's good enough. So there's two. There's a riff on the Mishnah and a Balamar, and then he references a Balamar before on a Mekadesh Mishesho Salamayla. Where the Balamor is a wild cheetah there, that you could do Ashbasa by eating it. they all disagree with him, especially the Ravid, that eating should be a form of Ashbasa. I think in the new Balamor they put in certain that they put back certain things that. As they took out. And Asokas arrived. Like, for instance, let me just check. Certain sharp statements. I never realized it, but I didn't realize that they censored the right of it. Shakur Lachila Ashbosa, Phil Del Serifosa, and Rashila Huntsman, of course, can Achila. And the new one.
Which daf is it on in Daf Erif?
And the Daf Erif, it's on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. But the other one is on the first one. I think we'll do the first, do the Balamor on Asagi. Where's that on? That's on Daf. That's on Daf Zion.
Money
Masnissen? Yeah, Money Masnissen, yeah. It's very interesting. But the real Balamor, I think the one with more lumbus, is the one on the Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. But they took out certain sharp lashonos from the Rivet. Over here writes Yushbas Meheno Zichro, V'chol Devar of Ruch Sheker. They cut that out. I'm surprised.
I guess the Rivet wasn't just Tavish on the Rama.
He knew how to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, he was tough.
In charge of.
Sharp tongue. I'm very surprised that they censored it. But that's what it looks like, because I guess the new one, they went back to the original Rivet.
Is it the beginning he says that?
Yeah, he says, Mi yitin v'yachrish v'kola lo yishoma shekori l'achila ashbasa yushbas me'eno zichro v'chol dvar v'ruch sheker.
Definitely had that style.
But it's an interesting machlekes. The Ramban is big. I don't know if we'll do the whole Ramban. We'll see.
On the one on Zion?
On the first one. On Gimel.
Is there one on Zion?
I don't think there's a Ramban on Zion, is there?
I mean, there's a big one before.
Is there Ramban Zion?
It doesn't look like that. I mean, it's continuing from before. I mean, it's not looking at other things.
The Ramban.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit the Balamor over here. Mm-hmm. Or anyways, on Zion first, because that's where he sets it up. I mean, it's just Reyes, but
right.
It's a big one. It's not that big. I think it stops in the middle.
Oh, it does. Oh, I see.
You see it?
I think so. I see one place where it stops, at least.
Yeah. But that's an interesting sugya, the Mekadesh Bechidu Lekundaisa. If it's if you question the kedusha or not, because it's only mitzvah rabbanon. Rashi has a Rashi also has kinner rabbanon kedusha minay. All right, we'll see. Balmor always intrigued me that achila says ain l'cha hashbasa gedola mizu. Sounds very funny. Guy eats it up and it's hashbasa. That's what the Ramban says, that there's no such thing. You never find any ways where there's a chiv hashbasa and it's mutar b'achila.
Right.
All right, so we'll try. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So tomorrow, what do you want to
do? Second tosos.
Which day system we... We did the...
We did the three answers about... By matzo.
No, that we did. Yeah, I know, but going back to what was the chafches, right?
Oh, the other sugya.
Oh. tough sugya. I don't know. It's very tough to, when you go into the machlekes tanoim and the psukim. Very tough. I mean, I tried to work it out a little bit, but it's not easy. Not easy. But I think we'd be better off sticking to the Balmar. And Schametz Mehelov, and maybe we'll do a little bit more in the sugya. Maybe do a little more in the sugya. And then there's a Tesis, is the first Tesis. Second Tesis, forget.
Which is the
Tesis? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that one, yeah. Okay. But the Yim Kema Tam Lama Lasoch Tesis of Lashon Dachuk. Take a look at the Maharam on that. And it's very hard. It's very hard to figure out what he means. All right. So, we'll go first. We'll start our first doing a little bit more of the Gemara and the Tesis, and then we'll head into the Balamar and the Ramban. Okay.
All right.